to South Australia and racing today at Morphettville. They have a good racing track as well, with fine skies forecast and a good four to kick things off. The rail there is out 10 metres, 1200 to the winning post, 7 metres the remainder. Out of the first race, race one, it's three Nikois, number three. Races two, three and four are all clear. Race five, take out eight Anorada and 10 the spins. Race five, numbers eight and 10. Race six, eight Cool Maverick, number eight. Race 7, it's 7, Zolotoy, 12, Silent Elation, 14, Civetta, 7, 12 and 14. And the remainder of the meeting there at Morphettville is clear. Time now to have a look at our second New South Wales meeting at Kembla Grange this afternoon. And we have a good circuit of, or a good card of racing. 4 metres, the rail is out the entire circuit. And we have a good three for racing at Kembla today. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out 3 Momentum to win, and 5 Could You Be Loved, 3 and 5. Race 3, 5 One More for Mama, race 3 number 5. The 4th, 8 Lady Selkie number 8. Race 5, it's 5 Winterland and 6 Submissive, 5 and 6. Race 6, number 4 Express Point, number 4. And race 7, numbers 7 Island Breeze and 11 Lily Fair, 7 and 11 out of race number 7. And all others are clear. That's Kembla Grange. Queen Bien is racing today in the ACT. Let's have a look at the meeting there. We have the rail in the true position, fine, and they've got a firm two today at Queen Bien. Races one and two are clear. In the third race, one Hosier Lane and 7 Reason to Believe, 1 and 7. The fourth, it's one Illery Arch, number 1, as well as the emergencies, 12 Dripping Carrots and 13 Ravisi, 1, 12, 13. Race 5, number 9, Fluctuations. Race 5, number 9. And race 6, it's 5, Mossy Girl, number 5. That's Queen Bee, and they are indeed our scratchings for this Saturday morning. All right. We are going to take a short break and come back with plenty more on Racing HQ.
Here's your chance to enjoy a night at the races in the company of a host of sporting stars. Susie Moroney, Teresa Pelias, Molly Gray, sporting sisters Abby and Carly McCulloch are just some of the special guests attending this fabulous Women in Sport function, hosted by our very own Jamie Rogers. Speakers, fashions, lucky prizes, three-course dinner, drinks and more from 6 p.m. Friday, February 17 at Canterbury Racecourse. Get a group together and book now at heartbeatoffootball.com.au.
It's yearling sale time, and Dynamic Syndications will be active again at all major sales. As primary syndicator for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott Stables, we invite you to join us in 2017 as together we aim at massive prize money. Our family-operated business has been involved with 13 Group 1 wins, including the Cox Plate, Golden Slipper, Caulfield and Rosehill Guineas, Blue Diamond and many more. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com, follow us on social media or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
The Queen of Australian Racing, Winx goes in.
Where will you be when Winx makes her stunning return to the track in 2017? Get to Royal Randwick or Rosehill Gardens this racing season to experience the thrill and excitement of live racing.
And they're racing.
See the champions of the sport battle it out for ultimate glory. Who will trump the best of the best? Or will Winx continue her winning streak? Make sure you're on track to find out and be part of the action. Visit www.theatc.com.
The annual Big Sports Breakfast Lunch is the hottest ticket on the sporting calendar. Join TK, Slats and the Big Sports Breakfast crew for 2017's biggest event. It'll be a fabulous afternoon with a host of your sporting favourites, including Craig Lowndes and Steve Roach. It's Friday, the 24th of February, not far away. The Big Top at Sydney's Luna Park. Great venue, it was there last year. Tickets are $155 per person and they include a two-course lunch, drinks and a whole host of entertainment. It's a great lunch. Why not get a group of your workmates or friends together and book a table? Don't miss out. Book your spot at the Big Sports Breakfast Lunch right now. 90337534.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Welcome back to Racing HQ. Great to have you with us on Sky Sports Radio and also, of course, on Sky Racing on this Saturday morning. Expressway Stakes Day, the Witted Man, the Canterbury coming up a little bit later on. And we're about to get into our Rose Hill preview. Gerald Middleton will be along from TAB in just a moment with all the prices, and Ronnie will be back online as well, Ray. Lots to look forward to at Rose Hill today. Of course, Rose Hill again today, and then we have a little bit of a gap until we get back with a Silver Slipper, and that's only a couple of weeks away.
The good horses are certainly back. We mentioned the trials yesterday. On Tuesday, the trials are a sensational set of trials at Rose Hill. Winx will trial again prior to her return in the Apollo Stakes, and of course the world's best sprinter, Chautauqua, trials as well amongst others. So terrific set of trials Tuesday.
And of course Sky Racing broadcasting all the trials now, of course, with comprehensive coverage of those trials with of course with Chantelle Buckley, and Gav's usually there, and Caroline. So
it's compelling watching.
It is.
Be interested to see what they do with Chautauqua. I know Team Hawks aren't going to go to the Lightning this year, so the fact he's trialling up here, maybe we'll see the great grey race in Sydney, but we'll certainly see him at some stage because his ultimate goal is that third TJ Smith.
Yeah, fantastic to see him again. Breathtaking, isn't he? Mm. All right. Philip Dingwall, the Deputy Chief Steward, is with us online now. Good morning to you, Philip.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Looks like a good day out there today at Rose Hill.
Yeah, for sure. There's a couple of interesting races, and the baby's going round, so no, it'll be a good day, I hope.
Fantastic. What can you give our listeners and viewers from the stewards' room?
Yeah, look, we're a bit thin on the ground today, but out of the first, the Canterbury Minari. Look, I know he won his start at Royal Randwick on the 14th of the first. He was slow to begin that day, and he raced cleanly in the middle stages, and he was held up for running in the early part of the straight, so that gave that win plenty of merit. Horse number five, Hilali. We spoke to Hieronymus just in relation to the poor performance. He said the horse didn't begin well, and he was obliged to ride it along in the early stages. He added that the horse raced greenly throughout the event, but was disappointing in its failure to finish the race off. And it did pull up with a poor post-race recovery. The stable have furnished a vet report, and all's in order with that horse. If we just go down to the seventh race. Olympic Academy, Embley it was, number seven Embley, was after being held up for clear running near the 300 metres, was disappointed for a run to the inside of another runner. That was at Royal Randwick on the 21st of the first. And he was only beaten two lengths and ran second on that particular day. And if we also go to race eight, number four, Batterjaws. Look, I know he won this day as well at Randwick on the 14th of January. But shortly after the start, he was bumped by another runner, and he received a check at about the 700 metres and lost his running. And that certainly gave that win plenty of merit. And that's about the day in sports for the stewards, Joseph.
Hey, Philip, just a quick one. With Minari that day, when he did sort of miss the kick, was there anything in particular that the stewards noted as to why he was slow out of the gates?
No, he was green, and it was all a bit new to him, but there was nothing of significance. There was no issues. Okay. It was just his own manners on the day.
Lovely. All right, Philip, many thanks. Have a good day.
No problem. Thank you, Sam.
Philip Dingwall from the stewards' room, Deputy Chief Steward, with that brief report. Right, we're about to get into our preview now. I think Jared Middleton is joining us from TAB. Good morning to you, Jared.
Good morning, Jace. Ronnie, Ray, good morning to you all. Yeah, a bit of a buzz in the air, isn't it, with these good horses coming back and looking forward to today. And it's a beautiful day as well.
Yep,
certainly is. Really looking forward to it. So let's get into this preview. And we're going to kick off with the Canterbury Stakes. Great to see these two-year-olds, the Colts and the Fillies, going around in these first couple. Plenty of interest, Jared, in this race, especially the Canterbury.
Number one, Minari, $1.85 favourite. Showtime, $4.80. Malahat, $8.50. Thy Kingdom Come, $26. Huilalai, $11. Pariah, $4.40. Minari, we put up $2.30 into $1.85. Comfortably best back, holding about three times more on it than on the next best back runner, which is Pariah.
The speed here, Huilalai, I would expect would come out from inside draw. Maybe Minari tags her, or tags him, I should say. Pariah showed good gate speed as well in his trial. So, and Showtime, you know, resumes with, I think he raced in Winkers at his first start, and he's got blinkers today, which I don't think he had in the barrier trial. So who knows what effect that's going to have here.
He looked sharp in those trials too, didn't he, Ronnie, Showtime? So interesting to see what happens early doors here. I agree. I think Huilalai might jump out and lead, and Minari might end up in the same spot he was on his debut run, which in the end I think actually was a good thing for the colt when he just missed that start fractionally at Randwick there earlier this month. He had to learn to settle, which he did very well in behind the leaders, and I love the way when the gap came, he attacked it, went straight through, and won with authority. He ran right up to his brilliant trials prior to that. Look, this is a really nice colt, Minari, trained by Gerald Ryan. He's a Schnitzel colt. Gerald knows how to get the best out of the two-year-olds, and particularly the Schnitzel breed. Look, I think with his race fitness on the side, number one, Minari, he's short enough now, Ron, but I'll stick with him. The big danger is number two, Showtime. Gee, I think this is a really nice colt in the making. And the key here, as Ronnie pointed out, Team Hawk's going with blinkers first up today. His recent trials have been super. His debut effort, nothing wrong with that. That was at Ramick back on October 8. Just took a while to wind up that day. Little Louisa just up and run, jumping the little filly, was just a little bit too sharp for Showtime, but he lengthened stride nicely late, closed quickly to run second. He'd trial well prior to that. Another very well-bred schnitzel colt, Costa Bomb as a youngster, in the right stable too with Team Hawks, and I think he's going to be a horse who'll be a major player through the autumn, both these colts, Minari and Showtime. Big watch also on number six, Pariah, from Team Snowden's camp. He looked really good in his recent Rose Hill trial. Lovely natural two-year-old. He'll run a race here. And I'm giving Hualala another chance, Roy, number five. He was a long odds-on favourite on debut there on Boxing Day, and nothing went right. We heard from Philip Dingwall earlier. He just was slow out of the gates and had to be ridden hard to get up into the contest. He'd never had a moment's peace that day, and it was a disappointing effort, I know, but the Waterhouse and Bot Stable have since trialled Hualala, and he's trialled brilliantly again. That's his real form. He'll run a race today here. But only a small field run, but, geez, it's a good contest. I've got Minari on top, although he is short enough. 1, 2, 6, and 5 in the Canterbury.
Yeah, a bit of a high-profile race, isn't it? You know, you've got a $1.1 million colt Showtime. I think Hualala bought 650 or something, and 700,000 for Pariah, and then you got the two homebreds who would have put a fortune if they would have went through a sale in Minari and Malahat. So, wow, it's a bit of a race. Look, I'm a Minari fan, and I'm floored with the price. A mate of mine rung me on Wednesday, said, "This has come up 230. I'm going to take the 230. I said, "You got rocks, you got rocks in here. This will start closer to $3 than $3.30. I'm wrong.
The other way, yeah.
I'm wrong. Like what I saw from him at his debut, he just seemed to, although he was green and missed the start, he still seemed to have the race smarts about him. Just nudging his way off the fence there and then flattening out and hitting the line. Like what I saw from him a lot. Has to give these other horses weight here, which is nothing, you know, really over 1,100 metres. One on top, Showtime. I had a huge opinion of him going into his Randwick run. I think he's going to get better with maturity, but these blinkers could sharpen him right up today. He's the danger. I think Thy Kingdom Comes, a dark horse here. He hasn't been let go in two recent trials. He's going to sit out the back here and have last look at these horses getting at each other and could put his pick number in the frame here somewhere, Thy Kingdom Come. Best of the rest, well, Pariah's looked pretty sharp in the trial and he's in the right stable, no knock at all. You know, and that's leaving out Malahat, who also sits out the back and has last look at him, and Hilali on his trial form would win. So, and he did start $1.30 at his first start. 1, 2, 4, 6, intriguing start to the day.
Darren Flindell has also put them in with one on top, Minari, to beat 6, 2, 5, 1, 6, 2, and 5, the numbers there from Darren. Well, you usually find punter zero in on one or two runners in these two-year-old races, but that's not the case, Gerard, in the Whitten Stakes.
Yes, the Whitten, number one Teaspoon, $6. Sebring Express, $7. One More Honey, $10. Milanese Girl, $7. Aunt Liberty, $34. Millie Boa, $21. Let's Get Naughty Gal, $41. Mystic Empire, $17. Baruge, $6. Divine Messenger, a $5.50 favourite. Savadiano, $15. State of Play, $19. And Sweet Deal, $14. Yeah, punters a bit gun-shy here so far, but best backed as it stands, Sebring Express for Gary Portelli, $11 into $7 from Baruge, which has been $8 into $6.
A little bit of a question mark with how quick they're going to go in this race. Milanese Girl probably with the blinkers on may help her fire up a little bit. Let's Get Naughty has showed a bit of speed, a little bit of speed at Scone, just a little bit. Aunt Liberty maybe was up there on the Beaumont track there last time. Teaspoon did lead that no pressure race at Canterbury that Milanese Girl was in. So look, State of Play showed a bit of speed in that trial, but Gerald says it's going to get back and run on. I don't know. I really don't know. There's opportunity for something. There's a lot of back markers here, put it that way.
Where have you got Divine Messenger on your speed map, right?
Well, yeah. She showed brilliant speed leading that first trial, and then they brought her from last.
Didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, so there's an actually, it's probably, if she wanted to lead, she probably could.
I was hoping that just the size of the field might generate some tempo here, Ron. I'm banking on that because I've gone for number two, Sebring Express. Gerard, is it right you open at $15, this filly?
$11,
yeah. Gee, I wish I'd got that. I think she's a terrific chance. Into seven's about the right price now for Sebring Express. She's got the race experience and the race fitness here. And, look, two runs back, she did a good job doing it at Wyong. I know it was only a Wyong maiden juvenile race, but she looked good that day. Came out then in the English nursery, and although her stable mate She Will Reign was far too good for them, Sebring Express was working home really nicely to run fifth in that bunch behind the winner in the English nursery. A little freshen up since. Comes out of the same trial as Divine Messenger. Now, I thought Sebring Express went just as well as Divine Messenger. She was just behind Divine Messenger in third spot, trucking to the line under a tight hold, number two, Sebring Express. And look, she'll probably get back off the speed a little here, but I'm hoping, Ronnie, there is enough tempo to give those back markers their chance. And I think number two, Sebring Express, the $7, I've missed the odds now, Jace, but yeah. I still think she's a terrific chance. From nine, Barouge, who was ridden for speed at her most recent trial, and she looked really sharp to succeed in Excel filly out of Unearthly. From the team at Snowden Stable, she gapped her rivals that day. That was on January 17. If ridden, I'd imagine she'd be ridden for speed again, Barouge. She'll be up on the pace making her own luck, Ron, and she might take some running down. Look, I was taken by number 12, State of Play's trial at Warwick Farm recently. She worked home nicely to run second. A fast net rock filly out of Joy Toy. She's from the Tuesday Joy family. We heard Gerald Ryan earlier talking to Ronnie that, you know, she's obviously a filly who's going to need a bit of time, but she's got some natural talent, State of Play, and if they go hard enough, watch for her rattling home. And the big watch, number 10, Divine Messenger. Both her trials have been brilliant. As Ronnie pointed out, in her first trial, she showed very, very good speed, then was ridden conservatively wide, but always looked in control in her most recent trial win. Tony Golan's two-year-olds generally run well here. The awkward barrier, a slight concern, Ron, but if she can cross and lead, she'll give them a lot of running down, number 10, Divine Messenger. Intriguing race, the Widden. I thought two Sebring Express at the odds would run a race here. 2, 9, 12 and 10 in race two.
It certainly is an interesting race. Look, there's a lot of angles you can take here. I'm going to have a throw at the stumps here. Number 13, Sweet Deal. I like this filly at odds. Look, she hasn't been fully extended in two trials this prep. I like the way she moves. I think she maps beautifully here. Look, I know a pedigree says she'd probably be a better three-year-old than a two-year-old, but I want to be with her. 13 on top. I think the danger's four, Milanese Girl. Love the gear change. Second preparation for Chris Waller. I thought she was okay in a recent trial, but they're showing intent throwing these blinkers on her today. 9, Barouge, looks fairly talented, wound up with three trials, beautifully bred filly in the right stable. And this horse, Divine Messenger, what intrigues me most about her is Blake Shinn riding her. I haven't seen Blake Shinn ride 54 and a half for 2 or 3 years.
Good point, yeah.
What's going on here? He is wasting, I would say, heavily to ride this horse who he's ridden in two trials. So the writing's on the wall that it's very well fancied. 13, 4, 9 and 10.
Yeah, interesting, Ronnie. You've given John Thompson's two-year-olds chances in both races. He's got a very talented little two-year-old team this year, and they're all firing.
And they look progressive horses that are going to train on to three as well. So he's got a nice team for the future.
Yeah, that's a good guide from Blake, isn't it? Wasting down to get to 54 and a half on Divine Messenger. Racing and sports for our Sky Racing viewers are the ones providing us with those speed maps, and of course you can get speed maps now on the Tab app. Darren Flindell in the second race likes number 10, Divine Messenger, to beat 9, 4 and 3. 10, 9, 4 and 3. A benchmark 90 is race number 3, Jared.
Dances on Stars, $15. Invincible, $3.90 favourite. Cawthon's Power, $4.80. Dylan's Rojo, $4.60. Number 5 choice we had is out, 19 cents, the win deduction there. Francesco, $4.80. Braces, $31. Pipeline, $4.20. They're with Francesco here. It was 8 into $6 before the scratching, then $5, and just into $4.80 this morning. It's really the only one they want to be on at this stage.
Yeah, interesting move that. Dylan's Rojo, taste control up front here for sure, I'd say. Pipeline finds his back. Cawthon's Power won't be far away, but I don't think he'll be as aggressive as he was last week.
Yeah, he should get a pretty soft lead here, shouldn't he, run number 4, Dylan's Rojo, and I'm going to stick with him. I thought he did a really good job at Randwick last start, led for a long way, and Careless just wore away at him. Tower of Song came late, beaten narrowly in a three-way photo, but he was tough as he always is, Dylan's Rojo. And if he gets this softly, which I anticipate, the 1500 is probably his optimum trip around Rose Hill. I think he's going to take some rain down number four, Dylan's Rojo. I've got him on top. From number two, Invincibles, had no luck in both runs back this prep. Last start came out of the careless Tower of Song, and Dylan's Rojo race was three wide most of the way. Boxed on pretty well, only beaten just over two lengths into ninth spot. He's ready to fire now, Invincible, after two runs back from the spell. 1,500 metres is ideal. Number eight, Pipeline, is the interesting runner. Ronnie looked really promising first up. Two runs since have been excuses both times. I think it's interesting that Gerald's decided to take on the older horses here, using Jamie Innes' claim. Gets in with no weight, Pipeline. He's a talented colt. I think he'll run a very good race here against the older horses. And number three, Cawthon's Power. The point you made earlier, Ronnie, probably ridden a little bit up on speed last start, didn't suit the horse. Ridden more conservatively today, he can bounce back to something like his best form. Two runs back, he was good at Warwick Farm when he ran down Olympic Academy, who has since won a course last week. So, look, Dylan's Rojo, Ronnie, if he gets that soft lead, I think he will take a lot of running down in race three. I've got 4, 2, 8, and 3 in the third.
As the market suggests, it's a wide race, but I haven't got too much more to add here. I'm with Dylan's Rojo as well. He's a good, tough, on-pace slogger. He'll be hard to run down here with the claim for young Atkins, who he raced well for last time. I think the danger is number eight, Pipeline, the three-year-old, who tags and finds his back with 51 kilos here. Gerald made a good case that he should have finished a lot closer there in that Magic Millions three-year-old guineas at 101 last time, so that's certainly good credentials for a race like this. And then the stable mates, two Invincible up in distance on the dry, and three Cawthon's Power, maybe with a little bit more conservative ride. Interesting, the move with Francesco, just off a bad run, maybe they've found an excuse for that. So a couple of previous runs were okay. 4, 8, 2, 3.
So in a wide market, Ray, Ronnie and also Darren Fundell have all found Dylan's Rojo at the 440. Darren's tipped 4 to beat 8, 2, 3, 4, 8, 2 and 3. We're going to take a short break. The Sydney preview continues. First leg of the Big Six, the Tab Highway, is next up on Racing HQ.
All roads lead to Mudgee Sunday, February 5, for Mudgee Race Club's 4X Gold Mudgee Mug Race Day. Hot on the heels of Mudgee's Celebrity Golf Classic, this big day of racing will feature entertainment, fashions on the field, tab and bookie, and it's the season launch for the Mudgee Dragons. What could be better than a feature day of country racing at historic and majestic Mudgee? Enjoy the magic of Mudgee with Mudgee Race Club, Sunday, February 5.
If you download a radio app, you could listen anywhere. Even at your cousin's wedding. I mean, you can catch the game right there. At work, no one would notice that you're listening to that show until it makes you LOL and sing the hits you know. If you download a radio app, you could listen while in bed. You'd never hear another snore and drift off to jazz instead. So download it at the App Store or at Google Play, and 250 Aussie stations will be just one swipe away. Radio app. Your radio, wherever you are.
Inglis Classic is firmly in the spotlight. 19 individual stakes winners in 2016. 5 at Group 1 level, including Yankee Rose and Extreme Choice. Inglis Classic, February 11 to 13 at Newmarket, Sydney. Catalogue at inglis.com.au.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
My husband lost his beer gut and now is happier and healthier than ever, thanks to the Man Shake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love our jackpots across thoroughbreds, greyhounds and harness. We've got a $100,000 quaddie jackpot at Rose Hill Gardens today, a $25,000 quaddie jackpot at Tabcorp Park Menangle, and a $25,000 quaddie jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
It is the preview of Sydney. It's Rose Hill this afternoon. Terrific day's racing. The Group 2 Expressway is the feature up to the first leg of the Big Six. This is another competitive Tab Highway race, a Class 3 over 1,500 metres, and Matthew Dunn has the favourite once again. Run us through the prices, Jared.
Number one, Maestro Tom, $34. Explosive Scene, $21. Grand Rouge, $19. Louis Choice, $26. Far Out, $81. Ruthless Agent, $5. Viterbo Star 23, Eagles Dare $19, Out of the Night $81, Circle Game $9.50, Madame de Barn $2.80 favourite. Number 12, Kinda Tangy is out. 13, Bold Beginning $14, Callaway Cruiser $18, Dalmatia Prince $7.50, and Image of Love $34. Well, the punters have found one here in Dalmatia Prince. Went up $15, now $7.50 is best back. Next best back is Ruthless Agent at the $5.
Yeah, speed here. Well, a little bit up in the air. You've got Far Out Eagles Dare are probably two go-forward horses. There are a few horses that have decisions to make. Maybe Explosive Scene can race forward there, and Grand Rouge from that inside draw can probably take up a much more forward position. But little question marks on the pressure of this race.
I didn't find a lot between 11, Madame de Barn, and 10, Circle Game here, Ronnie, except the barrier draw. Madame de Barn's going to get all the favours from gate four, and that Matthew Dunn, Hugh Bowman combination have knocked up winning Tab Highways over the last few months. And as I said, she's going to get the lovely run from gate four, Madame de Barn. She comes off a really tough effort at Rose Hill on Christmas Eve when she finished in a third and a really tight finish behind Force of Magic. She's racing well, Madame de Barn, and should get all the favours here. This is her chance, and I think she's the horse to beat from 10 Circle Game, who comes out of the same Tab Highway when she ran fifth behind Force of Magic, and then stepped out in much stronger grade last start behind Via Napoli. Forget that run. Go back on that Rose Leopard on Christmas Eve when she was tough running a close fourth. The barrier, though, is a slight concern. This is the watch horse, number 6, Ruthless Agent, because he's unbeaten. 3 from 3, comes to town here off a Canberra win last start. The impressive nature of that effort was that he put pay to his rivals with a strong finishing burst, moving away late. Running fourth that day was Force of Magic, so you've got that form line through there, which puts Ruthless Agent right in this contest, and I think he's the big watch here. Number 14, Callaway Cruiser, comes out of that Canberra race. She was good first up running third behind Ruthless Agent. She'll get better as she gets over further as well, Callaway Cruiser, but she looks to have come back in pretty good order here. Number 11, Madame de Barn, Ron, she's had a few chances, but I think today is her day in the Tab Highway race 4. 11, Madame de Barn on top from 10, 6 and 14.
Yeah, interesting race. I've got a little bit of the $15 for number 15, Dalmatia Prince, and happy to have it here. He looked above himself at Canterbury when he really got held up there and ran on well behind Adam Eve. He's had a trial since that run and probably just under a month off. I thought it was the value, not so much the value runner. Now that's about his right price, $7.50. I would have loved to have had Todd on and just to say that no, there was no setback, or this has been my target race all the way through. So a little bit shaky as far as that's concerned, but I just think he's got upside, this horse. He's only had the 6 starts, and he seems a laid back sort of a customer. I want to be with him today. I understand Madame de Barn's the horse to beat, but the market reflects that. Yeah. It's 5 weeks since going down narrowly at this track and distance. Right stable, right jockey, right draw. So a lot of ticks for Madame de Barn today. Of the others, I agree. Circle Game, just fair in that city grade last time, but that's we don't take any notice of that form. We should be working with highway form, and her highway form is pretty solid. Would have preferred maybe a drop more rain for her, and best of the rest is the Ruthless Agent. Nothing wrong with a horse that's won 3 from 3. 15, 11, 10 and 6.
Well, he doesn't give much away, Todd, does he?
So. No, but he's a very, very good trainer.
Yes, very astute.
His horses are always competitive in these races.
Indeed they are. And Madame de Barn, your tip, Ray, ran into Archie a couple of starts ago at Eagle Farm, and he goes around today at the Sunshine Coast. Steve Hewlett was very keen on him.
Yeah,
well, he's a 660-kilo horse, you know.
Gee, it's probably the biggest around, wouldn't
17
it?
17 hands, yeah, I'd reckon he would be. He's won the 3 in a row. Darren Flindell here has gone for number 11 to beat 15, 2 and 6. 11, 15, 2 and 6. Race number 5, Jared, is benchmark 72 over 1,400.
Number 1, Honeywine, 14. Echo Effect, $3.40. 3, Pipeline is out, no deduction. 4, Henry the Creative is out, 2-cent win deduction there. Number 5, Nepean, $5. The Pharaoh, 16. Australiana, $3.40 favourite. Joint favourite, in fact, with Echo Effect. Awoke, $5. South Sonic, $21. And number 10, Royal Navy, is $14. Best backed here is Nepean, 6 into $5. From Australiana, which has been 360 to 340.
A few go forward horses here. Australiana led that race at Kemba, Newcastle, Beaumont track, and strolled away with it. The Pharaoh's got a bit of speed, like Echo Effect will work across from that outside draw at 1,400 metres. And maybe Nepean just kicks up from the inside draw there.
There's some promising three-year-olds in this race, isn't there, Ron? And this is a race I suggest the form will really hold up in coming weeks. I'm going for 2 Echo Effect. I thought he was terrific first up at Randwick on January 14. He tended to over-race that day, and Improvement was who's put together 4 consecutive wins. He did a great job to keep working away after a wide run and finish within a length of Improvement. I thought he was terrific. He's going to need to settle, though, from this slightly awkward gate, but your point you made, Ronnie, he's probably going to come across with Australiana up to the 1,400 metres now. That freshness is out of his legs. He's a talented horse, this three-year-old from the Kristen Buchanan stable. He won his first 3 starts last prep. One of his wins there, admittedly on a heavy track, he looked outstanding, putting a margin on his rivals. And that comeback run, I thought, under the circumstances, given he was wide most of the way and over-raced, he's a tough horse, this number 2 Echo Effect. Got him on top from 10 Royal Navy. I was really interested, Ronnie, when Corey Brown thought it was his best ride. And I tend to agree, this horse is over the odds at $14. He was terrific with the blinkers on at Kembla last start, beating the older horses and really attacking the line. He's always been in the market, probably been a fraction disappointing in his first 5 starts. Admittedly, he's thrown together 4 consecutive placings prior to that first up run at Randwick. Then he bounced back at Kembla at the $14 with a lightweight. Royal Navy, don't let him get under your guard. Number 5, Nepean, really impressive win, wasn't he, at Randwick on January 2. This horse will race in the Leilani colours, and that was only his second start. Nepean showed a really good turn of foot late. He's highly promising. And number 7, Australiana. This is a talented horse. He was outstanding at Newcastle on debut. His trial form had been so-so going into that, but ridden aggressively up on speed that day with the blinkers on. He put a margin on his rivals, and running his sectional time, he came home his last 633.01, and the margin was increasing. He could be a talent, Australiana. My little query is he's going from 1350 to 1400. He might be looking for a fraction further, given he's out of Absolute Joy, which is a great staying family. But if he comes out and blows his field away, then he could be a horse to follow right through the autumn. Really good race. This, some nice three-year-olds engaged in race 5. 2 Echo Effect. He needs to settle. If he does, he's the horse to beat. 2, 10, 5 and 7.
Yeah, interesting race. I seem like I'm tied to the hip to this Woke. She let me down 3 times last preparation. She's like an old girlfriend that you don't want to let go. But
Cheryl doesn't sing that.
She doesn't listen.
Probably does today.
Yeah. It'll get back to her.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. I would have liked Chris to be a little bit more bullish about her this morning. Look, I'm convinced she's got a lot of talent. I want to have a look at her in the yard. I just still got to go with her. She's 1 for 1 at this track and distance, where she was very good at the end of 2 preparations ago. So I think in a race like this, surely she has to run well. I'll put her on top. Might change my mind in the yard. I'm taken with Nepean. I know he's just out of a maiden class and a 5-horse maiden win, but he seems a nice horse on the improve, and talk about stables going well. James Cummings, and he had a couple of really nice trialers again yesterday. His stable's really taking shape, and this is a nice horse. 2 Echo Effect, I agree with. Look, he did it tough and fought on well there first up. I think he's an underrated horse, up to 1,400 for the first time. But he gives the impression that should be okay with the map here. And look for, I want to have a look at number 1 in the yard, Honey Wine. Him and Australiana look more Derby types to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Australiana, I've got no pot on him. Well, I'm not putting him in my first 4. But why is he $3.40 here?
Yeah, and staying at this trip, Ronnie, I just think he might be looking for a fraction. If he wins this, Ron, he might be a horse who could go right on with it.
I couldn't agree more. Like, I'm not potting him. I'm just potting the makeup of him here. He beat, I'm not going to say camels, but he beat...
It was nothing. A maiden, yeah.
Yeah, it was an ordinary Saturday Beaumont maiden. And his trials have looked like a 2,000-metre horse. 8-5-2, keep an eye on number 1.
Darren Plundell's like Nepean as well in the 5th, 5-2, 8-1, 5-2, 8-1. Race number 6 at Rose Hill kicks off the quaddie. It's a $100,000 quaddie jackpot for New South Wales punters. It is the Group 2, 1,200-metre feature this afternoon, Jared, the Wait for Age Expressway Stakes.
Number one, Music Magnate, $1.85 favourite. Kuro, $5. Ball of Muscle, $6.50. Big Money, $12. Hand Fast, $7.50. Attention, $10. They're with the favourite here, $1.90 into $1.85. Next best fact is Big Money, in fact, was 15 into 10 back to 12. In saying that, we're holding four times more on Music Magnate.
Speed, obviously, it's a pretty... the map's in concrete. Ball of Muscle leads. Music Magnate just probably maybe holds his back, or maybe Kuro holds his back. The other three will get back. Big Money, he likes to be ridden quietly, although he's got blinkers on today. Old horse with blinkers on. It's always a good sign. The three-year-old, I would expect to take a set attention, and same with Hand Faster, who usually saves his speed for 1,400 metre races. So Ball of Muscle from his stablemate and Music Magnate.
Yeah, I read it pretty similarly, Ron, and I'm going with the favourite, Music Magnate. He's short enough, admittedly, but look, his two trials have been super. His most recent trial, he was so sharp. He's a talented horse. He's a Group 1 winning sprinter, resuming off a long break, but those trials have just been really something to watch, Ronnie, and he looks to have come back in great order, and he's a serious sprinter, Music Magnate, and he's good enough certainly to win this first up despite that lack of recent racing coming off that long break. He's a talent. The danger number two, Kuro. Joe Pride's got this horse racing in really good form at the moment, and he was terrific at Gosford last start, finishing off powerfully to win the takeover target stakes. He's right back to his best now, Kuro, and he'll be stalking these two up front, look, if Music Magnate's a little bit soft late, watch out for Kuro. He could nail him. Ball of Muscle, he'll be in front for a long, long way. Look, I know he's got his knockers, this horse, but he's genuinely very competitive. He's always thereabouts, and he'll be up on speed again, mate, and they'll have to run him down, and he won't be too far away to finish Ball of Muscle. And Joe Pride, Ronnie, gets a quiet little push early this morning to Jason about Ball of Muscle. Big Money, agree with you, the blinker's going on. Talented sprinter. His two runs back have been pretty good. He caught my eye at Canterbury last start. He won't be too far away from them, Big Money, but I think a couple of these might be just a fraction too sharp for him. Music Magnate, top class sprinter. He's the one to beat in the expressway. Race 6, 1, 2, 3 and 4.
Yeah, I can't get away from him. His trials were brilliant. It's as simple as that. He looks primed. He's proven at Wait for Age. Doomben 10,000 winner, although that was that day they put the warp speed on, he may have been a little flattered, but he's a good horse. Mm. He looks a good horse. I think Handfast is the one that's sure to be savaging the line here. He's been unextended in two trials. I know he usually saves his best for 1,400, probably second up, but he's inclined to... Well, he did win fresh couple of preps back. Then the stablemate's Ball of Muscle, who I like the blinkers back on him. And he's at his peak here, no excuses with control. And Kuro, well, he's found his form. Mm. He's found his old form. And Hud, he's a knockout chance again. Interesting run of the three-year-old here. I see 17 into 10. Attention hasn't set the trials alight, but I always look at these three-year-olds in these early Wait for Age races, and Peter and Paul have decided to run this horse here, so I thought he just adds that little bit of interest, and then obviously Big Money with the two Bs, Blinkers and Bowman. 1-5-3-2.
Ronnie and Ray, it was interesting to note, talking to Joe this morning, and suggesting that he's got two fit horses, and he was happy to take on Music Magnet at this stage of his preparation. But then we spoke to Bjorn, who said that he's fresh today, he's more forward than he was last preparation.
Well, his two trials, he's been ridden with intent, hasn't he, Ronnie, in both those trials, so he's ready to go, but there's no substitute for race fitness, so look, if he's just a fraction soft, Ron, watch out for Kuro and Ball of Muscle.
Well, the stable mates are, they'll take the sting out of him, he's soft, but Bjorn is, he has him pretty fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Darren's also keen on Music Magnate, 1, 2, 3 and 6 there from Darren. That's six races of the Rosehill program. We'll come back with the final three on HQ in just a moment.
Lano, what are you doing?
Mum, I'm putting the aircon on.
Which one?
Mitsubishi, LG, Panasonic, Fujitsu.
All of them?
It's a big store. At Bingley, we've got all the latest air conditioners. So come in before it gets any hotter. Outside. I'm Lionel Lee.
Ooh, I'm Yandley. Come and meet our team.
G'day, Glenn McGrath here from the McGrath Foundation. Want to bring the magic of the Pink Test to your own community this summer? Host a Pink Stubbs Day with your club, your school, or in your own backyard, and help raise funds for McGrath breast cancer nurses in communities across Australia. You can have fun while helping make life a little bit easier for families going through breast cancer. Find out how at pinkstumpsday.com.au. Together, we can make a difference.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look out.
On the path to the grand final at Royal Randwick.
For a best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. The 2016 plate clearance is on now at Penrith Mazda Centre. Hurry in for special offers like Mazda 3 with free rego, free CTP and free stamp duty. Our Mazda Youth Centre has great offers on VT50s with over 30 on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated and with over 300 new Mazdas in stock. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet your love our $100,000 quaddie jackpot at Rosehill Gardens today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
You're listening to Racing HQ. Ray Thomas, Ron Duffacy and Gerald Middleton from TAB, along with myself, Jason Witham. For this Saturday morning of racing, we've got the final three races to preview, and we're up to a benchmark 85 over 2,000, Gerald.
31 cents worth of win deductions too here, punters. Number one, Olympic Academy, $8. Two, Gold Ambition is out. Three, Vassal, $6.50. Four, Soreal, $5.50. Number five, Montauk, a $2.80 favourite. Regal Monarch, $26. Embley, $4.80. The Rumour File, $10. Harper's Choice is out. Elatus, $17. Jubali, $101. Look, not a vigorous betting race yet, but best backed is Olympic Academy.
Yeah, speed. I would expect with blinkers on, Surreal maybe takes the front at 2,000 metres. Just guessing, but other than that, possibly Embley can find her back. The stablemate had a question mark on the bolter here, Dubali, was up there in a race up near the lead at Tamworth, so I don't know how that speed figure works out in a race like this, but I think Surreal.
Yeah, look, I thought Montauk and Embley come out of the same race around 1-2 at Randwick last. We've gone the back up here, Ron, and I think they'll be hard to beat again. I'm tipping a reverse of the order, though, with Embley getting his revenge. At a vital stage at the top of the straight, he just got held up for a run last week, Embley. Brenton Abdullah rode Montauk beautifully, and his horse was full of momentum at that point, and he strode away to win well. Embley got going, ran home nicely to run second. The weights are in his favour today. As Ronnie suggests, he's going to get a lovely run tucked in behind them again from his inside gate. And he likes Rose Hill, Embley. And look, I think he's probably short enough, as is Montauk. But I think these two horses are in form. And the fact their stables are backing them up quickly suggests they've done well between runs and will race well again. Seven Embley for mine on top from five Montauk. Ronnie, the 280, that's short enough for Montauk. But at least he attacked the line with vigour at Randwick last start. His form prior to that was sound, so that win may have given him confidence, and he'll race well on his home track. Number three, Vassal. Chris Waller just explained to him he's kept this horse fresh. Had a nice recent trial too. Vassal hasn't won for a while, but he'll be running home well. Number one, Olympic Academy. He did a good turn for us last week, Ronnie, and on the quick backup here up to 61. But Hugh Bowman stays with Olympic Academy, and similarly to Embley and Montauk, the fact he's on the quick backup suggests the stable is very happy with how he pulled up from Randwick. But I've got seven Embley on top in race seven, 7, 5, 3, and 1.
Yeah, look, I don't know what to think here. All I know is he didn't attack the line the other day, Montauk. He savaged it. It was a completely different horse. Maybe it was the drier track. Maybe it was the way Abdullah got him to settle, because he's been a bit of a hothead with lack of race sense throughout his career. I know he's had 22 runs. He should have a little bit of race sense by now. But look, he just has that draw to get cover and relax again just on the speed here, running fourth or fifth. If he reproduces what he did last week, he'll win again. It's as simple as that. Don't know whether I want to trust him to do that again, But when you're looking at form, he wins if he reproduces. Five on top. Surreal with different form is the danger. The blinkers go on her. She was pretty good at Gosford. That was a fillies and mares race, but it was a Group 3 Bell of the Turf. Imposing Lass come out and won that pretty well. She's a nice mare, so I think that form stacks up okay for Surreal. He did me a big favour last week, Olympic Academy, getting me out of trouble, but he's going great this prep, and I think the 2,000 metres suits him further. Just up 3 kilos now. And best of the rest is 7 Embley. No knock on him, just that he's got a lot of ground to make up on Montauk. 5, 4, 1, and 7.
Darren Fundell's gone for the Kiwi mare off that Gosford run. Second up in Oz today, number 4 on top over 5, 1, 7, 4, 5, 1, and 7. The 8th race, Gerard, is the At The Races benchmark, 85 over 1,100.
6 cents worth of win deductions here for scratchings. Number 1, Top Striker, $4.60. Grand Punto, 11. Harara, 15. Vardajoz, $3.10 favourite. Scarlet Rain, $5. Number 6, Our Renaissance, is out. 7 ISO Rich, 26. Pindan Pearl, 26. Ice Bucket, 23. Number 10, Quattronic, is out. Zara Bay, 13. San Giovese, $6.50. Punters have circled two here. Vardajoz, the favourite, has been 3.30 into 3.10 this morning already. And next best backed is Scarlet Rain.
Speed, you would expect, 1,100 metre race, they'll run. Scarlet Rain, first run in a while, so she'll come out scampering, I'd suggest. Ice Bucket's got speed from out wide out. San Giovese can use speed if he wants to. Top Striker loves to just... can be a little bit iffy at the start, but he likes to just stalk the speed. Badajoz maps beautifully if the inside's okay. Harara finds a good spot. So, I'd say Scarlet Rain clears them.
I like the 12 San Giovese, Ronnie. Look, I was on a last start. I took her on trust that she'd run the 1,200. As it turned out, it took a pretty smart type in Raymond to run past her late, but that followed her good first up win at Warwick Farm, back to 1,100 metres today, and that's the key to her. I think she's a really talented mare, San Giovese, over these short courses, and great strike rate too, and she'll be up there close to the speed all the way, and with her lightweight number 12, San Giovese, I think will take a lot of beating. I like the odds too at the 6.50. Number 1, Top Striker. Geez, he's a good, honest, consistent sprinter. Greg Hickman's done a great job over an extended campaign with this horse. He's racing great hard, and a Randwick winner on Boxing Day, and he was just edged out by Badajoz at Randwick last start. He's riding this contest, and as Ron said, he's going to get a lovely run from his favourable gate. Number 5, Scarlet Rain, is the interesting runner. She won her first 3 starts as a 2-year-old, ran in a Golden Slipper. She won a Sweet Embrace, ran in the Golden Slipper, ran finished last, hasn't raced since, has had a throat operation, but her trials have been good. A recent Kembla trial, she ran fast time, looked really smart. 4 Badajoz was terrific first up at Randwick, can only improve off that. And Ronnie, once again, that Isorich goes around a big odds at $26, his overs. He's a horse that, if he gets the favours here, he'll run a race at big odds. So, look, if you're looking for something as a blowout here, Isorich at $26 is not the worst all day here. I think he's a great each-way chance. But I like the 12 San Giovese, 12, 1, 5 and 4.
I have to go with Badajoz again. I think he's rock-bottom odds now. Like I thought $4 was about his mark. I think he's going to get some. Last time I spoke to John O'Shea, he was on the coal list. He's going to sell him.
He's got a reprieve, I think. Money after that win.
Doubt it. Just ask for more money. he resumed. He sat a little bit wide there in that first up run. I thought he got the job done well. He's just drawn for a lovely, cosy run again. And if this fence holds up, there's no reason to say that it won't. Probably second up form's not as effective as his first up form, but that's in a... probably earlier on in his career. I'll go with him. Don't like the odds. I like these horses up the top of the weights. I think Grand Punto's the horse to watch here. He's 2 trials after 68 days off. He hasn't been really extended running in that Wyong trial last time. He likes Rose Hill. I think he's going to sit back off a hot speed here, which he likes because he can over race. But if he gets off the bit back in the field, he's a horse that could really get over the top of him here. Would have preferred in the soft range for him, but at double figure odds, he has to go in. 1 Top Striker, he's a marvellous horse. And he's just drawn for that right run again. What you see is what you get. He's going to run you a terrific race. And Harara. And again, I would have preferred a little soft 5 or so with him. But he's a good old horse. When he got back on that soft track at Warwick Farm last time, I think that's the form.
Race, yeah.
I think that's the form for this. That's a pretty good race, that Del's Yellow race. I can't rule him out here. Of the others, look, could walk in Scarlet Rain, but I just want to see her in the yard, and obviously she's had those issues. But she looks trained up with three trials for Gay. And the other horse I'll be very nervous about running over the top and knocking me out here is number 11, Zara Bay,
yeah.
Who could be lethal fresh in the makeup of this race. I like the top of the weights, 4, 2, 1, and 3.
It's a good point, Ree Zara Bay, Ronnie, because her first up win last prep in Melbourne at Caulfield was excellent. And as you point out, she's had that jump out, not an official trial, but a jump out. And Team Hawks, Ronnie, when they switch them into state, they're lethal.
They are.
Yeah, it's got a bit of depth, that race, no doubt about it. Darren Flindell's gone for about a half as well. Number 4 to beat 1.12.5, 4, 1, 12, and 5. Ninth race is a benchmark 76, the Tabcorp handicap over 1350.
Number 1, Suzanne, $3.90 favourite. Lady Zhivago, 19. Your Way, $7.50. Twist Tops, 11. Chandana, 11. The Little Racketeer, 13. Invincible Gem, $9.50. Countess Marinoff, 13. Atom Eve, 6. Mariquita, 11. And number 11, Awoke, is out. Number 12, Foxy Housewife, $11. Just starting to take her on. She is best back, Suzanne, but has been 3.20 to 3.90.
Speed, well, Your Way, Invincible Gem. Possibly the Little Racketeer could go forward to a certain extent. Countess Marinoff, now that she's at 13.50, could go forward. And Foxy Housewife from out wide could show speed.
What about Suzanne, Ronnie? Because in that most recent trial earlier this week, she was actually ridden up on speed. She led that trial. She's got the one gate. You'd expect her to probably settle off, Ron.
She won't. Typical Chris Waller, I think, to hold your position from good draws. He's usually negative from outside draws. So I think she'll be in the first half of the field for sure.
Which will put her in an ideal position, because I thought that trial earlier this week was super. And this is a high-class filly, Suzanne. She's resuming today, but she showed her ability last spring, and she ran second in the Flight Stakes behind Global Glamour. Haven't seen her since Moonee Valley, when she was super unlucky in a Group 2 fillies race. Came from well back on the turn, beaten a half. And that was over 1,600 metres. Resuming today, but resuming at 13.50, off two trials, and on the quick back up from that trial earlier this week, Ron. The nice gate, Hugh Bowman to ride, Chris Waller home track. And you just go with a classy number one, Suzanne. She is a top-class filly, and I think she's clearly the one to beat. Number 3, Your Way, will... You'd love to own her, wouldn't you? Gee, she's a really consistent filly with a terrific record. Goes to 13.50, Ronnie. That's my slight concern, but she's got that will to win Your Way and makes her own luck in running. And again, she's going around at backable odds at the 7.50. Number 10, Mariquita. I like this mare too. She's been racing in terrific heart, and she'll get a long way back, providing there's a decent tempo. She's got a powerful finishing burst, Mariquita. And number 9, Adam Eve. Tough as they come, Adam Eve. She was outstanding when resumed at Canterbury. She just refused to concede defeat that day and kept coming right down the centre of the track to run down a good, tough older sprinter in Beau Tourage. This is a step up again, but Norm Gardner's got this mare flying, and her record as well. Excellent four wins from just the 7 starts. She's tiny, but she's pretty good, Adam Eve. But Suzanne, Ronnie, I've got to go with the class in the last race 9. Suzanne on top, 1, 3, 10 and 9.
The only thing that scares me is the Tab fixed odds want to take her on. I'm frothing at the mouth at 3.90. I think it's a $2.20 chance, this. She only has to be fit to win. I know she's a 3-year-old filly and she's got 60 kilos and all this sort of stuff. But have a look at them. She's better than this. Like, she's an autumn filly.
Yeah.
Bowman will hopefully extricate her out in the... clear on straightening here, and it's all over. One Suzanne better the day. I'm wary of number 8 here, Countess Marinoff. She had support at good odds first up and wasn't far away. I just think the extra distance, although I was gambling on a softer surface for her, I must say, but I think she's the knockout, spoil the party type of horse, as is Chandana, the stablemate of the favourite. I liked her latest trial, and she'll be charging at the finish. And 4 Twist Tops. It was pretty good. Went up when 1100 to 1400 last time. It showed that she's capable at running that past 1200 metres. But clear top pick, 1854.
Yeah, I agree, Ronnie. I don't think she'll be $4 when they jump. She's also the tip from Darren as well. Suzanne over 5-4 and 8-1-5. 4 and 8. Best bets, Ron. So Suzanne, your best today?
Yeah, Suzanne's the clear-cut standout for me. I thought the best value was early in the highway with Dalmatia Prince, but that price has gone now. So let's stick with the last race. 9, number 1, Suzanne.
Yeah, look, I see it exactly the same way as Ron. I think Suzanne in the last, with her class, Ronnie, I can't tip against her. And as you said, $3.90, I think that's a really good price for a proven top-class filly. Point of difference, I'm with Ronnie as well, with Minari in the first, but I thought Sebring Express would run a race fit in the Whiddon race too. $7, nice price for Sebring Express, but the best bet of the day, we'll have to wait for the last for Suzanne.
Okay, best from both Ray and Ron. What about the best back, Jared?
Yeah, certainly Minari in the first from a music magnate in the expressway, and just saw Dalmatia Prince has gone $7.50 into $6 now. So well done, Duff, for doing the shopping.
Not well done yet. No pats on the back yet. I'll be tipping in the game to your mob.
Only well done if they win, isn't it?
That's right.
Jared, whilst we've got you, might go through a jockey challenge today for Rose Hill.
No worries. Kieran McAvoy, the $2.10 favourite there. Brent Abdullah's $4.20. Huey Bowman, $7.50. In fact, any others just ahead of him at $7. Tim Clark, $12. Blake Shin, $14. Glyn Schofield and James Doyle, $18 each of two. So Kieran McAvoy, close to even money there heading the market.
And Ronnie, just starting with these 2-year-old race, I know we said earlier they're both pretty deep in terms of their talented 2-year-olds engaged in both, and just where these 2-year-olds sit going forward. But take note of these races and the results today, because in the Whiddon Stakes, Overreach in 2013,
yep,
and Moss Spun in 2014, both won the Whiddon on the way to the Golden Slipper, and Vancouver won the Canonbury in 2015 and Golden Slipper Double, as did Sebring in 2008. So these two race is significant heading towards the Golden Slipper.
Yeah, that's a good stat. So, look, I'm really looking forward. I think probably today, although the fillies look strong in general as far as the slipper's concerned, I think the colts probably have more of the slipper types today than the fillies, who look more like 1,400-metre types, a few of them anyway.
Just whilst we've got a couple of minutes to round us up to the hour, Brett Devine from the ATC is online. Good morning to you, Brett.
Good morning, Jason. Good morning to Ron and Ray there and Jared and all the punters. What an exciting day it is, really, as the boys have just alluded to, that we're on the eve of not only the Autumn Carnival, but that magical race, the Golden Slipper.
Yeah, exactly. Back at Rose Hill today, and look, it'll only be a couple of weeks before we're back for the Silver Slipper in mid-Feb.
Yeah, that's right. Look, and those two important races today, and from these weeks onwards, always important races for that Longines Golden Slipper at Rose Hill Gardens, Jason, and much interest today at Rose Hill. But of course, look, in coming weeks, we've got a couple of events at Royal Randwick, an exciting day of 2 days, really, the Star Chinese Festival of Racing on the 4th and the 11th of February. And on the second day, of course, the expectation of the champion mare, the world-rated mare, Winx, returning to the track on the 11th. Can I also mention there's a special official lunch on that day. Great value. There'll be all sorts of fantastic Chinese food and traditional entertainment, all sorts of entertainment across the course, Chinese form guides. We're trying to encourage a new group of people to come to the races, Jason. So the 4th and the 11th of February, it's the year of the rooster. Happy New Year, Chinese New Year to everybody. And We're really looking forward to those 2 days at Royal Randwick.
Yeah.
Year of the Rooster, you can bring some crispy skin chicken down to the press room and
plenty of fried rice.
A bit of hargao and
you're like a good Chinese thing, Ronnie.
No one will be able to rate it better than Duff.
That's right.
If anyone knows China and China Doll, it's Duff.
I'll tick it off.
That's right. Okay. Good stuff, Brett. Many thanks. Enjoy the day today. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Jason. Good luck to all the punters.
Yeah, Brett Devine from ATC. Lots to look forward to. We better let Jared go. I think he's got other commitments. Jared, many thanks. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. On the way to Rose Hill, I'll see Duff out there.
Indeed. See you there.
All right. And Duff, a very good morning to you as well. Have a good
thanks,
day.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Ray.
Yeah. See you out there, Ronnie, and looking forward to this afternoon, Jason. Good meeting. And as I said, I think the format of this will really hold up going forward in those 2-odd races and, of course, the Expressway Stakes as well.
Yeah, indeed, Ray. Lots to look forward to, isn't there? Many thanks to you. Now, coming up later on Sky Thoroughbred Central, as we're about to bid
thanks,
our friends
mate.
From Sky Thoroughbred Central, goodbye. Thanks, Ronnie. We've got Rose Hill at 11 a.m. So Jared and Duff will be back for that preview at 11 o'clock. 11:30, the Sunshine Coast and Sunshine Coast Cup Day, of course, today. And then at 12 o'clock, we'll be off to Kembla Grange, where we'll have a preview at top of the hour midday. So 11 a.m. Rose Hill, 11:30 Sunshine Coast, and 12 o'clock it is Kembla Grange. All right, we're about to get underway with our previews for our Sky Sports Radio listeners for Melbourne and also for Queensland. Mark Hunter and Dean Lester will be joining us shortly, and Michael Maxworthy for the Sunshine Coast, and for Kembla Grange, Wayne Harris will also be along at 9:45. But we bid our friends from Sky Thoroughbred Central farewell. We'll take a short break. Back with more on HQ in a moment.
This Australian Open, the advantage is yours. Here at TAB, we're serving up more value, more markets, and more tennis bet types than ever before, including our new tennis multi. A single tap on the app will give you a preloaded multi with some of the day's best tennis bets. Check out all the latest markets now on our app at tab.com.au or at your local. TAB, we love a bet. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Chardonnay. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Good morning. Want 12-month unlimited entry to 11 top attractions, including Penguin Expedition at Sea Life Sydney from just $69? Visit merlinannualpass.com.au. At Claremont Meadows, we've got timber strewn on the M4 westbound at Kent Street. Camaray Roadworks on the Warringah Freeway have lanes 3 and 4 closed, citybound approaching Ernest Street. The M4 and M5 performing well into the city with no delays to the airport, and Pennant Hills Road and the Pacific Highway clear. Need a new mattress? At Snooze, during our biggest bedroom sale, get a Sealy Posture Posturepedic Swan Queen mattress, just $999. And soon, it's amazing what a little snooze can do. I'm Oscar Fung on Sky Sports Radio.
Inglis Classic is firmly in the spotlight. In 2016, Inglis Classic has produced 19 individual stakes winners, including 5 at Group 1 level, such as Yankee Rose, I Am a Star, and Extreme Choice. 600 yearlings across 3 days, and new to 2017, the Gold Raband session on Saturday night. Join us on the 11th to 13th of February at Newmarket, Sydney. Inglis Classic catalogue at inglis.com.au.
Lee is celebrating Australia Day with fantastic bargains across selected products store-wide. Red hot Australia Day bargains, but only for a limited time and only at Bing Lee.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Welcome back to Racing HQ. Great to have you with us on Sky Sports Radio and, of course, on Sky Racing 1, wherever you might be watching or listening around the country. Pleasure to have you with us. So we're about to chat Flemington with Dean Lester and Mark Hunter, who are both online as we speak. Mark, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good program ahead today. Looking forward to seeing this card. Kensington Stakes Day, of course, the English three-year-old dash, and, well, fine skies and a fairly warm day today.
Yeah, beautiful day here, and we've got some good horses. Good horses resuming. Hellbent, interested to see how El Divino goes. So, yep, we've got a good day's racing ahead of us.
Well, I just getting Dean up on the line as we speak. Just wanted to touch on the jump outs yesterday. Did you get a chance to have a look at some of those?
No, I haven't spotted them, to be honest. I've been three days city form in a row has kept me well and truly busy.
So, as it always does. Morning to you, Dean.
Yeah, morning, Jason.
Looking forward to the program there today. Should be a good card, 9 races scheduled.
Yeah, I think it's tough. I'll be hoping I get some money early, or I think it'll be a tough day ahead.
All right, let's see if we can get into this program with race number one. This is a three-year-old handicap. 1,100 metres is the journey. Now, just running you through a couple of the prices here as well with race number one. A couple of handy youngsters going around here in the first race out of Flemington. Tab fixed odds have Jennifer Lynn, the favourite, at $2.50. Right to Script, $4.60. Scapar at $5 and Pearl Congenial at $5.50. Mark, how did you see the first?
Look, I think this is a good each-way play here, number three, Scapare. I'm pretty confident this horse will run well. It just battled at Dunkeld on the soft, and it got onto dry ground, went bang, bang, and then last time at Sandown, it should have won. It was behind the speed. It went for a run that was never there. It got knocked over and picked itself up and was really strong through the line. I think the way this race sets up, Pearl Congenial leads. I would think Scapare would go forward, just stalk it, and each way at the $5 at the moment, I don't think it'll miss each way. I think the danger might be number six, Right to Script. who won well at Ararat. That's going to be a very good form race. Another colt, he came out and was a good dead heat win yesterday. I think right to script, getting on top of the ground might go even better. Out to two, Pearl Congenial will lead. It'll give you a sight, but I think the 1,100 might find it out. And one, Jennifer Lynn. It's the best horse in the race. It'll be back. It'll be running on. I think it's under the odds, and I think it might need further. Three each way for me from 6, 2, and 1.
Yeah, I'm probably not that keen to have a bet. I'm going to go with Jennifer Lynn, who, as Mark said, will be better over further. But, gee, she's got a bit of a class edge on these, and I think and a strength factor too. I think she'll be hard to beat. I think Right to Script's the danger. I liked her win at Ararat. I love the way the last little bit of the race she changed leg and just really quickened down, and I think she'll run well. Three, Scapare, was quite good unlucky last start at Sandown, went for a run that wasn't there. And Vainglorious is another one resuming, who is a maiden but has talent and has trialled okay. 1, 6, 3, and 7.
Race number 2 is a benchmark 84. It's over 1,400 metres. Diamond Baradus, improving mare, is the favourite. Tab Fixed Odds 290. Cruising Speed 480. Cat's Wish 5. New Summer Night 650. Deja Blue 9. And Mar Jones from Darren Weir's Yard is an $11 chance. Dean, what do you like race 2?
I'm going to go here with number 6, Cat's Wish. I think probably ready with two runs under her belt. Looks as though she should get a reasonable run here, but in a pretty even race. The stablemate, New Summer Night, gets the rider change here. She's one-dimensional. She'll get back, but she'll be strong late. Four, Diamond Baroness, was quite good winning last up. She needs everything to go right to run a strong 1,400. The weight drop will help. And eight, Mar Jones, who's absolute D-Day for her, but I think she's a good talent. She's just got to show it now, third up from a spell. 6, 7, 4, and 8.
Yeah, look, I'm with number 4 here, Diamond Baroness, who the 1,400 metres might be certainly a little query, but I think the way the race maps, hopefully Ben Thompson can just roll forward, keep the horse in its rhythm, control the race, and like it did at Pakenham last time, build its speed up and give a big kick and be very hard to beat. Thought number 3, Cruising Speed, might be the danger. It's a good dry tracker. It'll be tucked away from gate 1 with Damien Lane. Just needs the brakes to come to be running on strongly. 6, Cat's Wish. Push forward last time, should be much fitter for that run and ready to fire. And 7, New Summer Night, who's just got a costly racing style, but certainly there with a winning chance if the brakes go its way. 4, 3, 6, and 7.
Race number 3 is a 3-year-old race. It's a handicap over 1,400, benchmark 78. Favourite way here is Widgie Turf, tab number 4, $2.90. Just ahead of 5, Mr Sneaky at 3.20 and 2 Oak Door at 4.20. Bit of a gap then to Yulong Sheng Deo, who's an $11 chance. Only 3 in the market here, Mark.
Yeah, I think this is the best for the day for me. Number 4, Widgie Turf, who just flying this horse. It was beaten by a lack of tempo last time. It looks like more speed on paper here. The race should just set up beautifully for it. Claim for Beau Mertens, I think it'll win. 5, Mr Sneaky. It's ran better than I thought it would at Moonee Valley. It looks as though the 1,400 metres shouldn't be a problem. It might be the danger. Number 2, Oak Doors, going really well. It's got an awkward gate to overcome, but in great form. And number 8, Baffert, next best, who I think place only for it. 4, a good thing for me from 5, 2 and 8.
Yeah, I like number 4 also, Widgie Turf. It was a good run last start. I think he gets the right run here, and it'll be hard to beat. I'm putting a roughie in Lysurgis for second. I think his first up run was okay. He drops a lot in weight, and he's trialled okay since then. I think he's got a little chance at the odds. 5, Mr Sneaky. It was a good run last week. He missed the start. They might have learnt something about him, and he should get a reasonable run here and run 1,400 in Oak Door. Can't be on the improve. He's been up a long time, but he's only got to maintain form to be in the mix again. 4, 11, 5 and 2.
OK, Greg Miles' selections too. I've got to pass those on with the first race. He's with 3194, Scapare, 3194. Race 2, it's 3, Cruising Speed, ahead of 7.42, 3.7.42, and in the third, 5, Mr Sneaky from Greg, ahead of 2.4 and 10, 5.2, 4 and 10. What about this fourth race here? We see the market looking this way. Tab Fixed Odds have Portman the favourite. Pretty short here for Danny O'Brien at $2, number 12, ahead of 5, Arcado, 6.50, 10, Jest for the Road, $8, 1, Aurum Spirit is 8.50, and 7, Firehouse Rock Dean is $10.
Yeah, I think this is my best of the day, Portman. I think he's come up very well since being gelded at the end of last preparation, and he's got 6 kilo weight drop on a good run last start. And gee, these horses are just sort of stagnated at 78 grade. I think he'll probably be a little bit better than that, and I think he can probably win. I think Hokkaido's the good Quinella Exacta horse. He didn't have a lot of luck in a much better race last week. He was poorly weighted under that scale. He's better suited here. 10 Jess for the Road's Flying. He's the last bit of 1600's the challenge, but he'll give a good sight for a long way. And 3 Hell on Earth, who ran on Thursday, he's on the quick back up the stable like doing that. He drops in grade 12-5, 10-3.
Yeah, leader and leaders back for me here. I think number 12, Portman, is certainly the one to beat. It's into very cramped odds, but looks like going forward, getting a lovely run, sitting second with the claim, controlling the race, trialled well since that last run, to beat number 10, Jess for the Road, who's absolutely flying for the stable. I think it'll go forward, get a complete soda in front. It'll give a great kick and be hard to run down. 3 Hell on Earth, backing up from Thursday. That race didn't suit. This one does suit it more. It'll be running on. And maybe number 11, Lola Lou, next best, who just got strung up in traffic and didn't have the best of luck last time, but this is a harder race. I like 12 to beat 10, then 3 and 11.
Greg's agreeing. Greg Miles with Portman as well, number 12 over 10, 5, 3, 12, 10, 5 and 3. The fifth race is the Open Handicap over 2,000 metres. Master of Arts has been close up in three runs this campaign. It's the favourite with Tab at 4.20. Ahead of Chance to Dance at 5.50, Goldstream 6.50, Flying Light 7, Master Zephyr 7, and Kulkarum is an $11 chance. Mark, looks an open race.
It certainly is. I think it's a complete lottery. I'll go, I won't be shocked what wins. I'll go number 3, Chance to Dance, who's had a couple of runs back. They've both been good. I thought it might be able to get up the front here on what looks like a moderate tempo, control the race with a claim, and maybe just be too strong, but there's a stack of chances. Number 10, Dandy Gent, might be the value runner. It finished 8th last time, but it got knocked over at about the 300-metre mark and picked itself up again. It should be ready to fire. 7, Flying Light, just had a bad day last time. It should go forward and get a great run here and can bounce back. And 2, Master of Arts, ready to win. We'll be running on one of the many hopes in a tough race. 3, 10, 7 and 2.
Yeah, I'm going to go with 7 Flying Light. There's very little between these, as they showed the other week. And he had a really bad day, and he still only got beaten 3.5 lengths, and he pulled up with heat stress and lane behind, and things went wrong. But obviously he's okay to run today, and if he is, his previous form suggests he's good enough to nearly win. Chance to Dance is close to a win. His two runs in have been good. They were on a 7-day backup last start. I think this suits well. Master of Arts is racing well. He's close to a win. And 5, Swarkadelic, I liked ridden back. He ran well last start, but yeah, there's not much between them as the market suggests. I put them in 7, 3, 2 and 5.
Greg agrees, Dean, with you. Flying Light on top, number 7 for Greg Miles, over 4, 3 and 2. 7, 4, 3 and 2. Brings us to the English Dash, the 3-year-old feature, set weight penalties over 1,100 metres and more than $250,000 in prize money here. Big field. And Furyk is the favourite. Tab fixed odds, $3.90, number 15, chasing 4 in a row. 2 Barcelona at 4.80, 16 Savannah Remorse, 6.50, and then it's Shadow Fight at 10, if not now, when, 11. And Selenia at $13. How do you see the 3-year-olds, Dean?
Yeah, this is nearly as hard as the previous race. Jason, I'm going with 2 Barcelona, who I thought ran well first up. Probably needed that run. Real target race for him here. I just think he's drawn the right spot down the straight, and I like him as much as anything. Capanello's not as well weighted here as he was last start, but he's drawn the right spot and can be competitive. I'm putting in a total roughie in Cask, number 12, who was competitive with Capanello and co at Sandown and then was just totally out of position last start, can improve. And 15 Furyk's come up really well, back 100 metres here, but will be very strong. But yeah, a load up leg for the first leg of your main quaddy, 2, 3, 12 and 15.
Yeah, agree, a very tough race, and then you've got the vagaries of the straight. So I'll go number 15, Furyk, who's absolutely flying. It is a different scenario here. It's back in trip. It's down the straight. It's going to take a very good ride. He'll be midfield. He'll have lots of traffic around him. And when they put the foot down into that 400, he's going to need a clear path to run them down. I think it's a good horse, though, to beat number 13, Shadow Fighter, who I think looks to be nearly the leader. It's going well. It'll control the race and give a big kick. Number 8, Ebonos, so I thought had absolutely no luck last time. D-Dun gets on board here, might go better. And 2, Barcelona, who was good first up and should be fitter for that. 15, 13, 8 and 2.
Greg Miles went for 13, Shadow Fighter, to beat 2, 5 and 15. 13, 2, 5 and 15. Well, that brings us to the feature event of the day. It is the listed Kensington Stakes over 1,000 metres. Some very smart sprinters going around here. Hellbent's the favourite. Got a great record up the Flemington 1,000. It is $1.85 with fixed odds now. $1.85 for Hellbent. Eight El Divino's at $5.50. Two Tavachi, $9.50. Three Churchill Downser, $12. One Flamberge at $15. Six KJ's Joy at $15. And nine Super Fun at $17 in a really good little sprint here, Mark.
Yeah, look, I've gone for one you didn't mention there, Jason, number 12, Little Indian, who I think's absolutely flying this horse. It flies down the straight. The last ride gave it absolutely no hope of winning. It ran terrific to run fifth. It's just got race fitness on its side. As I say, it flies down the straight, knew it takes over. It's $19, and with queries on so many horses in this race, I'm happy to have something on Little Indian each way. To beat number four, Hellbent. Look, he might win. If you heard the trainer on radio down here, he didn't exactly glow with confidence about Hellbent. I'm sure it will improve a lot off this. Eight, El Divino. Sounds like it's going really well. Got gate one, but will be strong at the 1,000. And two, Tavachi, who's trialled up nicely and always goes well fresh. 12 each way from four, eight, and two.
Same four numbers. I'm going with El Divino first up. I don't like barrier one down the straight, but his autumn two-year-old form was terrific. He didn't obviously come up as well in the spring, but resumes for the Weir stable. I'm going to go with him to beat Hellbent. The one key element here is that Darren Weir has openly said he's being aimed at the Oakley Plate and he's not wound up, but there's not a lot of speed here, so it might only be a 400-metre sprint, and ultimately he's a very sharp horse, so he might still win. I agree about 12 Little Indian, drawn the right spot to run well, and two Tavachi, who... he's a good talent. If it was 11 or 1200, I'd be a bit keener, but he's there with a chance. 8, 4, 12, and 2.
Greg Miles went for 4 Hellbent to beat 8, 1, and 2. 4, 8, 1, and 2 in the Kensington. Race number 8 is a benchmark 84 over 1400 metres. The tab fixed odds have a wide market. The favourite is 6 Dubio. It's $3.70. 8 Top Me Up at $4.40. And then Divine Mr. Marty, $4.80. Shockaholic is a $9 chance. There's been a spec for the new boy here, 13 into $9.50. $11 for both Bradman and Atlantic City here, Dean.
Jason, I think if you're going to take a chance on one of the legs of the main quality, I think this is the one. I think the main chances are 6 Dubio and 2 Divine Mr. Artie. Dubio, good fresh horse, good Flemington horse. I just think he lines up here for about a midfield run. One run at them, hard to beat. Divine Mr. Artie's in a much more suitable race than his last couple. He looks the danger. The new boy, it's a much better scenario for him today. Wide draw at the 1,400, just come across, sit outside the lead or lead and run a better race back to 1,400. And next best, 8 Top Me Up, who's racing quite well, 6, 2, 4 and 8.
Yeah, I don't like this race. I'll tip number 2, Divine Mr. Artie. He was a terrific win first up and he's just had a couple of negative rides after that. He's been too far back. I think this is an ideal race. Williams jumps on board and the stable back in form to beat number 8, Top Me Up. Little query at the end of 1,400 metres. I think he has to lead these to win. Whether he does that or not, I'm not sure with a new boy in the race. If he can lead, dictate, it'd be hard to run down. 6, Dubio can certainly win coming off a 10-week break. And 5, Bradman will be running on as usual. 2, 8, 6, and 5.
Greg Miles' best bet of the day was Dubio. Race 8, number 6, best bet Dubio to beat 8, 2, and 1. 6, a good thing, 8, 2, and 1. Brings us to the 9th race. It's a benchmark 84. It's over 1,800 metres. Tab fixed odds look this way with 11 Battle Camp favourite at 3.40. Just over number 3, Hippicus at 3.60. 9, Manapines at 5.50. 7, Gervais, 7.50. And then it's 2, Golden, Main at 10. 4, London Fog at 12. And 5, Patch Adams. Also at 12, Mark, in the last.
It's another tough finish here, Jason. I'll go number 3, Hippicus, who I think probably should have won at the Valley. Just got strung up at a crucial stage by the time it got balanced. Just couldn't reel in Domino Vitale. Has to come off that quick backup. If it does, I think it's right in the race. 2, Golden Main. Look, he just wasn't suited last time. They went too fast for him and he kept running on well. I think he'll be near last here. There's not much speed on paper. That's your query there. Number 10, Hennybody's, I think it's the best value in the race. It's a dry tracker. It gets a beautiful run with the claim. And 7, Gervais. Not sure how it did that last time. It's trialled well since, and it looks like getting a very easy run up on the speed on its home track. Tough finish, 3, 2, 10, and 7.
I'm going to go with Golden Main. I actually think the moderate tempo will help him. He never really got travelling in that very fast race last start, but 1,800 here. Just hope he can run on down the centre. I think London Fog's got a terrific chance. He's got the form through Dodging Bullets, who won on Thursday. Callow will ride him aggressively, put him up on the speed here on a race. Doesn't look a lot of speed. Gervais might be the leader and he can be prominent. I think he'll run well. 11 Battle Camp. He's either a talent or a myth. We'll find out today. He doesn't have much luck in his races. And 7 Gervais, who pulled out that win last start, but has tried well again since. 2, 4, 11, 7.
Greg Miles went for Hippicus, number 3, to beat 7, 2, 4, 3, 7, 2, and 4. All right, that's the 9 race card today at Flemington. Dean, what are your best bets today?
Races 3 and 4, I think they're the standouts for me. Jason, race 3, number 4, Widgie Turf. Race 4, number 12, Portman.
Okay, and Mark, I think you're agreeing at least with the first one of those.
Yeah, look, Widgie Turf's my best, Jason, and I think back to race 1, number 3, Scapare each way.
Scapare each way. Okay, thanks, Mark. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jason.
Okay, so Mark Hunter and Dean Lester with the preview of Flemington today. We are on a good 4 surface, and a good day ahead of us there today. Good 4, rails out 6 metres, and we've got nowhere at all. They've had 8 mils in the last 24 hours of irrigation. Might run you through the jockey challenges as well whilst we have a moment up our sleeve for, at least for Flemington. Damien Lane's the favourite there. Tab fixed odds 3.20. Craig Williams at 3.40 and Ben Allen at 4.40. Brad Rugel is a $13 chance. Ben Thompson's at 8.50. Any other jockey at 9 and Regan Bayliss at 21. So not a lot between Damien Lane, Craig Williams and Ben Allen. Lane 3.20, Williams at $4.40. Run you through a couple of those other jockey challenge markets whilst we have a moment as well. And then we'll get into our preview of the Sunshine Coast. Michael Maxworthy will be joining us very shortly to preview the Sunshine Coast Cup Day meeting today. And Wayne Harris will be along to have a look at Kembla Grange in about, 25 minutes' time from now. All right, so we're giving you Flemington. Morfettville today, $2.40, the favourite Jason Holder. Todd Pannell's at $4.60, Jamie Carr's at $4.60. Joe Bowditch is $6.50. Dom Tenor's an $8 chance with Matthew Poon at $15. And next best, any other, also at $15. Now, we've also got racing from Pukekohe today. There's a jockey challenge there and also one up at Riccarton. If you missed the jockey challenge from Rose Hill, Kieran McAvoy, $2.10, the favourite. Breton of Dulles at $4.20. Hugh Bowman's at $7.50, and then it's Tim Clark, $12, Blake Shin, $14, Glenn Schofield at $18, and James Doyle at $18. Racing HQ on this Saturday morning, great to have you with us. We're going to have Wayne Harris along very shortly if you're having a bet at Kembla Grange. Back soon.
The Star Chinese Festival of Racing is set to go off with a bang over 2 Saturdays at Royal Randwick, February 4 and 11. Australia's first multicultural racing festival will celebrate the Lunar New Year in spectacular fashion. Special Lunar New Year entertainment, award-winning food and all the racing action as the track heats up ahead of the Sydney Carnival. For tickets and information, visit www.theatc.com.au.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look out west.
Everyone's on their way
to the championships. Everyone's moving in. Now the fun begins. Standing with our friends. Singing, come on, come on, come on. It's all been horses in fashion. It's a cool hip way to play. So come on, get your gun behind the horse.
Don't miss a great day out. The country championships coming to Grafton on the path to the grand final at Royal Randwick.
When you download Radio App, it'll put a smile on your face. Now every station you know and love is in one easy place. Yeah, I know you got a radio, but it's sitting in your kitchen. I mean, what use is that in habitats more akin to fishing? So go on, download Radio App and take off anywhere. Because across the nation, your favourite station will accompany you there. Radio App, your radio wherever you are. Download from the App Store or Google Play.
Experience Sydney racing at its best with a 2017 Australian Turf Club membership. Get access to exclusive events, world-class facilities and money can't buy experiences across 4 iconic racetracks. Join today. Visit theatc.com.au.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
The Man Shave helped my dad lose weight and feel better. Now dad takes me to the park and we play footy.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet. unmissable racing information is on Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ Saturday.
Yes, good to have you with us on Racing HQ. Michael Maxworthy with that Sunshine Coast preview will be coming up just after 9:30. So we'll hear from Wayne Harris firstly at Kembla Grange, and then we're off to Michael to preview the Sunshine Coast Cup Day. Coming up at 10 o'clock, of course, Paul Joyce with the preview. Gerald Middleton will be back with all of the prices from TAB, but Paul's preview at 10 o'clock for Rose Hill Today, Expressway Stakes Day, and also the Widden and the Canonry for the fillies and the colts respectively. And we look forward to that at 10 o'clock this morning. Also coming up, of course, for those watching on Sky Thoroughbred Central, we'll have previews at Rose Hill at 11 a.m, Sunshine Coast 11:30 a.m, and Kembla Grange at 12 p.m. If you missed it earlier, Tony Brassel and Steve Hewlett were on early with a couple of tips this morning. Tony had a few, actually. In the Widden Stakes, he had a bracket selection, numbers 10 Divine Messenger and 11 Savitiano. So numbers 10 and 11, suggesting they were the best of the fillies trialling for the Widden Stakes. Divine Messenger and Savitiano, very open race, that one. Divine Messenger's the 550 favourite for the Widden Stakes. So market moves certainly advised there, but Tony keen on numbers 10 and 11, the best of the trials. Also keen on number 3, Vassal, race 7, number 3, Vassal from the Waller Yard. And made a bracket selection in the last as well, the two Waller runners here, Cezanne, who's gone out from 320 to 390 this morning, somewhat surprisingly. It was also Duff's best bet, and likewise from Ray Thomas. So Cezanne at the 390 looks a nice price, and he thought the other one from Waller's Yard, Chandana, who resumes today, was also a good chance of running a race at odds. So race 9, numbers 1 and 5. And if you missed Steve Hewlett this morning as well, he was keen on two in Queensland today, one at the Sunshine Coast, a feature meeting, and also one at the Gold Coast, Archie. Race 6, number 3, was the tip from Steve. It's a big horse, 660 kg, 17 hands. It's won 3 straight, had a couple of years off the scene, and has come back in fine style for Kelly Doughty. And also, he's tipping number 7 in race 6 at the Gold Coast. Race 6, number 7, all over Bossa Nova to run a good race today. Kembla Grange this afternoon, we have possible showers. You might get Wayne to give us the weather update here with 25 degrees and a good 3. The rail's out 4 metres. Wayne, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Jason. I can tell you it's a beautiful day down here, a bit different to the last time you were down here with me.
Yeah, we had a terrible downpour, didn't we, that day? How's the sunroof?
I had a little swimming pool in my car at the end of the day, but anyway, that's my fault.
Wayne left his sunroof open on Tuesday when it started to rain. So for those
on my push bike.
Yeah, that's right.
No, mate, it's a lovely day down here. It's not going to be all that hot. And I think, as most curators, Davey Ennis would have loved a little bit of rain. We missed most of rain that went around the state through the week, so after Tuesday, we've had nothing here, and just nice warm weather, and we've got a good 3 we're racing on today. So not huge fields, I must say, but we've got the usual suspects. We've got all the leading Sydney stables sending horses down here. They're probably not their A-grade horses, but then you've got to try to line up form from the country and the provincial areas as well. So wasn't an easy program to be trying to do form on. But anyway, we've done our best, mate.
That's all you can do, Wayne. All you can do. Let's see how we go. Well, we'll kick it off with this benchmark 65 over 1,500 metres. As you said, only a small field here to commence proceedings. Equal favourites here through TAB fixed odds. Sellerman, who's firmed up 30 cents to be 290. The Waller Runner and Seasonal for Billy Prane's also at 290. Force of Magic is $3 and solid. And then it's Green Adventure at $9.50, and a horse with no name at $10. You could probably make a case for all 5 of these, I reckon, Wayne.
That's what I've got written here too, Jace. Any one of the 5 could win, and it wouldn't surprise you. It doesn't surprise me there's been support for number 2, Sellerman. He's by far the best horse in the race. Early markets had him about 3rd pick, but he was very disappointing first up at Warwick Farm recently. He's gone back and trialled very well after that. I think he had a post-poor recovery from that race there at Warwick Farm. That went through his form last prep. He contested group races. I know he wasn't competitive really in them, but to have run in those races, he's got a little bit of form on these horses. So if he brings his A-grade game here today, he'll win the race. I think the danger number 3, Seasonal, he's racing well. He's a good last start winner here at Kembla. He keeps finding the line in these races, so he'll do the same again here today. 4, Force of Magic. He won a highway 2 runs ago. Then was beaten at Canberra. He's well supported on that occasion. But I think it might be a pretty good horse to beat him, Ruthless Agent. So he could easily bounce back here today. And Bucko rides this track as good as anyone. And I thought number one, a Green Adventurina, put it in. It's got a share of weight here, but it has been going around open class races like the Naruma Cup, Maruya Cup, back to a benchmark 65, and normally runs well here at Kemba Grange. But for me, I've gone 2, 3, 4, 1.
All right, Mitch Manners will be down there calling the action today. He likes 3 in the first race, seasonal to beat 4, 2, 1, 3, 4, 2, 1. All right, race 2. This is the single gaze 2-year-old maiden. It's over 1,000 metres. Just about all of these are first starters. Only, I think, one Momentum to Win's had a start in a race. And I guess we've got to go on the trials here, Wayne, and maybe the betting. But hands in from the Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Botyard. Always had a lot of success at Kembla, especially in recent times. $3 favourite here. Tab number 2, Rory Hutchings to ride. 9 Sun Valley for Godolphins at $3.20. Star Sensation, $4.60. Zerman is at $5, Delago Thunder 11, and they're the main ones, Can Party 18 and Spanish Steps at 21. What did you see out of the trials?
Well, mate, with Momentum to Win out, they're all first starters. So,
oh, yeah, of course. Oh,
it's an absolute lottery, James. Well, I went this way, 9-4-2-8. The Godolphin horses, they never let off the bit in their trials, and the same with this filly, Sun Valley. She trialled very, very well, was never let off the bit recently at Warwick Farm behind Sweet Bouquet. A couple of these horses went around the same trial, and I thought she was her trial. Just something about her, I think, if she'd been let go, she'd have been in the placing there, or maybe even won the trial. And got a bit of an awkward draw, I guess, but you know she's going to be hitting the line. Got her on top. Thought Yuzerman was he might be the danger from Michael Friedman's stable. He won his last trial, and I'm just quite sure his two trials this time have been very good, and he's had blinkers on. I can't quite find out in the gear changes whether he carries the blinkers today. If he does, that's a big bonus. He's got an inside draw there. He'll run well. Always hard to get a guide on the Waterhouse horses. This horse did win a trial at Warwick Farm, hands in. And he led, and when he challenged, he found plenty. So he might easily win the race. He might be the most mature of the horses. I thought, then we throw in number 8, Star Sensation, one from the Martin Unum stable. Trolled behind Sun Valley the other day, but not too far behind, but she's been hitting the line well in her trial, so wouldn't be at all surprised to see her step up and do something here today. I might change my numbers later there, but 9, 4, 2, 8.
Okay, Mitch has gone for number 2 to beat 4, 8 and 6, 2, 4, 8 and 6 in the second. Race number 3 here, Wayne. We have number 4, Vega, the favourite way, who resumes today for Bjorn Baker. Trialled well, 2.60. 2 Kingston for Gay and Adrian's a $4 chance. Number 1, Under Oath, is at $4.20. Thought he ran well the other day behind Caribou. Fiery Eminence is there at $5. And then a bit of gap to Mr. Snitchell. No real market moves at this stage.
I've gone 4-2-3-1. Bjorn Baker's got a good hand here with number 4, Vega, and 1, Under Oath. Last preparation, Vega was very, very well thought of. He was probably disappointing on a few occasions. He mixed his runs between good and wet tracks. Now, I can tell you, a couple of gear changes here, the main one being a gelding. He's come back this prep. He's trialled quite well. He won his first trial at Randwick, then was placed in his next trial behind Aquatic, who won well through the week. So I think he's come back okay. Awkward draw, but I'm not surprised to see there's been money for him. So I've gone with him on top. Well, number 2, Kingston, deserved another chance. Maybe a forgive run first up, second up, I should say, there at Canterbury. Showed signs of soreness after the race. Gowanus debut run at Gosford have tried very, very hard there. So I think Waterhouse Bot Stable, they'll have it ready here today and it'll run well. I thought number 3, Fiery Eminence, led him around the turn and just found a couple of, a bit fitter and stronger there at Wyong. Strips fitter here today and I think it gets its chance. And number 1, Under Oath. It led them up and was run down late there in both of its runs at both Gosford and just beaten the Kembla last start. So it'll run well again. So for me, 4-2-3-1. Follow the money trail, I think, Jase.
Yeah, it might be the way to follow, Wayne, for sure. Mitch is also keen on Vega, number 4, to beat 1-2-3, 4-1-2 and 3. Fourth race, this is a 1,300-metre maiden. And we find Madame Giselle from the Anthony Cummings Yard. Maybe a bit unlucky there at Gosford last start. This is probably a bit easier. $3.10. 6 Miss Firesoul is $3.30. 1 Stain, $5.50. Be wary of the Snowden team. Joy Forever, $5.50. And then it's a Dashing Special at $7.50. And Alshima at $9.50. Race 4.
What do I write here? Impossible race to line up. I didn't know, mate. I've gone this way. 6, 1, 5 and 7. Thought 6, Miss Firesoul. Look, last prep, she wasn't beaten all that far in them runs, and a couple of them were good city class races. Then she looked a touch unlucky first up there at Gosford. She attacked the line quite well, so she's come on from that run. She might be hard to beat. She might be a slow, maturing type. I've got number one, Stein, from the Snowden camp, in as my second choice. Ran fair on Dabula. It's a fair while ago. It was a year and a half, I think, since its race. It's had two strong trials coming to this. Kicking off at 1,400 metres just makes put a flashing light on it here. I think that's probably a good thing with it. So I've got it in as my second choice. Number five, which is Madame Gazelle. All the things you said about her before, you've got to give her a chance here today. I think she's getting better with racing. I've had to throw this first starter from the Waller camp in, number seven, Joy Forever, beautifully bred filly. Hasn't been very hard to get a guide on the trials. I thought they've been pretty fair. And from the inside draw, just watch the market with her. So 6-1, 5-7.
All right. We've got Mitch agreeing with you there. 6 Miss Faisal from 5-1-7, 6-5-1-7. First look at the quaddy is the fifth race. And here we find a class two over 1,200 metres. Well, they've scratched Henry the Creator from Rose Hill today to run at Kembla Grange. And he looks a nice type, Henry the Creator, fitter for that one run back for Michael Friedman. He's $2.50 and the favourite way here. Next best is Baggio, number one, who was good first up there at Randwick the other day. So good city form coming here. Typecast at $4.20 is next best. And then at Hinch at $6. And the other two are big odds here, Wayne, in the fifth.
Mate, he looks a good thing if he can find that old form, Henry Creative. 2-4-1-3. Yeah, listen to Michael before. He thought that was a pretty tough run for him first up at Randwick. He was never on the track. He raced keenly, and he got sort of beaten up, didn't he? So he's trying to get a little bit of confidence back into the horse because he was very good last prep, winning his two races on good and heavy tracks. So being a city winner, I think he's got something on these horses here. So I've got him on top. He's got an awkward draw, though. So I just think luck in running, and hopefully he can get his mojo back and be hard to beat. I thought four would be the danger type cast. Very hard to get a line on this little girl from the Snowden camp. She figures in the stewards report quite frequently. What I have noticed with her best runs have been when she's been able to sit up on the pace. So she had the one run back from a break, so she'll be fitter here today. One Ali's a big plus, so I've got her as a second choice. Then we go to Baggio, as you mentioned, very good run first up there at Randwick. He's always threatened to do something, so hopefully he can run well here again today. I thought three, Hinch has been racing well, not beaten far in its most recent runs. Wouldn't be at all surprised to see him show up here. So 2, 4, 1, and 3.
Yeah, Mitch is also agreeing with Henry the Creative. 2, 1, 3, and 4 there from Mitch. We move on to race number 6. This is the benchmark 65. It's over 1,200 metres. Interesting little race, this one, too, I thought. Argent Dior. We had Joe Pride on. You would have heard that this morning, Wayne. He gave this horse a pretty good rap, actually, suggesting he thinks, you know, right grade today. It's been well supported. $3 into 280, tab fixed. Horse 3, Argent Dior. One I'm Rockin' is a $3 chance off a win here a couple of weeks ago. And Submissive, we get one fresh last prep. It's $4.20. For John O'Shea, and then Princess Kashima at $8.50, and Winterland and Monteiro next best at $14. How did you see race 6?
I tossed them up a bit. Look, man, I'm going 7, 3, 1, and 2. I might easily change later, but I just thought number 7, Submissive. She's only a lightly raced filly from the Godolphin camp. She resumes from a spell here today. I liked her trials this time in. I think she might have come back a bit stronger. What I like about her, she's very, very game. She keeps coming. So she's not too far away from them at the 200. She's going to take some beating, but I agree, number 3, Argent Dior. He's the one to beat here. He's been running around in Sydney in very strong races. I think Archie Barber beating three lengths, two runs back at Rose Hill. France runs second in the race. And at Warwick Farm the other day, it was a Saturday class race again. RV at Sam, France, first approval. Very good horses. I know he's beaten a fair way there, but I thought he'd be more than competitive here. He could easily win the race, so he's my second choice. One I'm Rocking. It was a good game win here at Kembla Grange the other day. He'd been knocking on the door, and he's too very consistent. Got this huge weight, though. And I thought number 2, Winterland. Don't be surprised, this horse doesn't run well fresh. He's done it well before. Can't find a trial for him, but they do have jump outs here, and I know he is a very, very capable horse. Lauren Davies had a lot of dramas with the horse, I think, over the years. But anyway, she's got him right here today. He could be competitive. But for me, I thought 7-3-1-2.
All right. Mitch in the sixth race goes 3-1-7-5, also with Argent Dior. Race number 7 on the card. This is a 1,600-metre maiden, and here we find... Well, it's a winnable race for sure. Hancock for Team Snowden. Peter and Paul have this Foxledge colt stepping up to the mile today. He's the 3.20 favourite. Belle de Soude for Waterhouse Bot, $4. And then it's only Tiger at $5.50. Kripskaya, $7 chance. Starlander at $8. And Chilcotin is a $9 chance. They're the main ones, Wayne, in the seventh race.
You must have ESP or you're reading my form or something. Wait, with Robbie Hancock, I wrote, finds a very winnable race. I'm going to agree with that. I've gone 3, 2, yes. 8, and 5, Jace. I thought he's fitted for the 2 runs back from a spell. His only other run last prep was on a very heavy track at Canterbury behind Mediterranean. And his 2 runs this time around to be all right. And I think he might be looking for this 1,600 metres. You know he'll turn up a very fit horse here from the Snowden camp. So I think he gets his chance here today in a very winnable race. Where do I go second? I've gone down the bottom here. Number 10, Kripskaya, one from the Waller camp. It was very disappointing first up at Warwick Farm after trialling very, very well on a few occasions. But did pull up with a poor post-recovery. Was never on the track the other day. And I tell you what, it wasn't a very enjoyable debut for her. She got bumped from head to tail. So I think she can improve here today at a bit of odds. Number 10. Then we've gone to number 8, which is Belle de Sade. It's probably not the best horse in the Waterhouse camp, but they've been very persevering with it. And it finds a race that it can be very competitive in today. So with the claim, comes in well. Then we're thrown in number 5, Only Tiger, one from the James Cummings camp. He took it up to Scone for that Saturday race meeting up there, and it ran an even race there, but it could be a horse that could improve with a bit of racing. So 3, 10, 8, and 5.
Mitch has also gone for Hancock, number 3, to beat 8, 10, 5, 3, 8, 10, and 5. That brings us to the last today, Wayne. This is a Class 1 and maiden plate. It's over 2,000 metres, and it's My Friend Charlie, who got the cash here first up a couple of weeks ago. Been well back to win second up as well. $3 into $2.50 tab fixed. Seven More Mowat for Peter and Paul Snowden, $3. Four Ready for Success at $3.40, out 40 cents. And really, they're the only three in the market here. Seven Reasons Next Best, $13.
Yeah, I think they're pretty right. They've got them three in my quaddy numbers. I've gone 3, 4, 7, 1. I'm a bit of a fan of this trainer, Jean Dubois. I know we were talking through the week. He always produces horses in excellent order when they come into the parade ring. And this horse is only very, very lightly raced horse, My Friend Charlie. He showed good potential last prep, and then he come back to win first up over the 1,600 metres here, which is a good training effort as well. And I like the way he found the line. I think he's quite a determined type of horse, a lot of upside to him. So, I'm definitely keen on him as well. I'll put in number 4, Ready for Success, as the main danger. Good last start winner in a similar race there at Hawkesbury. Tries really hard and racing in good form. More Moe. Well, it is a Class 1 maid, and this horse is still a maid. But at his last start here in a similar... I know it was a benchmark race, 58. He ran very, very well. And he's another one that is knocking on the door. And we're not too far away from him, whether it's today or not, I'm not sure. I'm afraid of one Seal, and it's another horse that's been not far from the action in recent runs. So for me in the last, I'm pretty keen on number 3. 3, 4, 7, 1.
And Mitch was keen on the 4 here, Ready for Success, over 7, 3, 2, 4, 7, 3, and 2. All right, Wayne, what's the best of them today at Kembla?
I think if he brings his best game here, race 5, number 2, Henry the Creator, is my best for the day. Very, very tough meeting. Did you need some quaddy numbers, Jase?
Yeah, have you got some?
Yeah, mate. Race 5, I've gone 2, 4, 1.
Yep.
Race 6, 7, 3, 1. Race 7, just numbers 3 and 10.
And race 8, 3, 4, and 7. But Manari pushed out Hands and Heels by Innes is going to win handsomely. Manari the Schnitzel Colt, way too good.
18 times 3, 54. That'll do.
You're good. I was never good at maths, mate.
From taking it from Nick Manari. Well, he's looked good in front of Tessa. Manari's looking in front from...
Wayne Harris dipping there at Kembla Grange with the first race. Due to get underway at, what time was the first start today? Kembla Grange, 1:04, and race 8 at 7:24.
In a three-way position, so at the moment the favourites in a pocket as they turn. Piracy in front from taking to aim. Now Manari's looking for room. Newberg the outside, they've got 300 a run. It's Piracy in front of taking aim. Now comes Manari. Well, he's looked good at the trials. What's he got in the tank? Manari sprints and dash to the front from taking aim. Piracy found nothing, but Manari pushed out Hands and Heels by Innes is going to win handsomely. Manari the Schnitzel Colt, way too good for taking aim. Third momentum to win, I'd say, just in front of Newberg. And right, Piracy really dropped out over the last 100 metres. Manari,
the
Schnitzel Colt, trained by Gerald Ryan.
Yes, we've got a terrific card of racing at the Sunshine Coast today.
Photo fit. Nicky's Gold, sweet deal. Nicky's Gold, sweet deal. Photo finish. Nicky's Gold or sweet deal. Broadleys run third.
We are on a good 4, and the rail's going to be at 3 metres the entire. You mentioned the feature event, the
Nicky's leaves three out. Wind on Tides run up behind those. Wine Time Anytime looks to have dropped off, and Greater Good is just looking for a split between those two at the back of the field. At the 150, Nicky's Gold's in front from Sweet Deal, who travels better and broadly out wide.
2200 metre open handicap, Michael. Our favourite way is San Telmo, tab number 4, tab fixed. It's in 5 cents, $2.15. 6, Anna Man for Tony Gollins at $4.60. Number 1, Shoreham, is a $5 chance, firm 50 cents this morning.
Don Tyler
at 6, and then there's a gap to 7, Frightening Bolt, who's a $12 chance. How do you see race 1?
I think the favourite's going to be very hard to beat here, number 4, San Telmo. Getting back to this opposition today.
Wind on Tides run up behind those. Wine Time Anytime looks to have dropped off, and Greater Good is just looking for a split between those two at the back of the field. At the 150, Nicky's Gold's in front from Sweet Deal, who travels better and broadly out wide. Nicky's Gold, Sweet Deal, Nicky's Gold, Sweet Deal. Photo finish. Nicky's Gold or Sweet Deal. Broadly's run third. A big break in the field to Wind on Tide from Greater Good, and Wine Time Anytime dropped out. Photo finish, maybe Sweet Deal the outside of Nicky's Gold.
He's down it's sweating on a Dylan's Dylan's Rojo, and Careless is drawn level with Dylan's Rojo. Then Tower of Song is grinding away. It's Careless and Dylan's Rojo from Tower of Song. Careless goes to Dylan's Rojo.
Right on the Tilbert. Pretty keen, Jason, on number 4, San Telmo, to win the first, to beat 5, 6, and 1.
Okay, Josh is also keen on number 4, San Telmo. Josh Fleming calling
out. Down to Dylan's Plus Laser, good to win from the Louis C. Disgraceful Invincibles Harris.
From Josh. Race number 2 is the 3-year-old plate. This is over 1,600 metres. The tab fixed odds has a pretty wide market here, Michael. 11, Andras, Jeff Lloyd, Toby Edmonds combined. What a run both of them are having.
Taro Song pulling out. Invincibills been wide all the way. Then came Disgraceful Metallic Crown. Further back to Louis C.K. Invincible Nardo, want to be good to win from there. Up the rise now, and Careless lays it down to Dylan's Rojo. And Careless is drawn level with Dylan's Rojo. Then Tara's Song is grinding away. It's Careless and Dylan's Rojo from Tara's Song. Careless goes to Dylan's Rojo. I think it just got in. I think Careless an inch from Dylan's Rojo and close up Tara's Song. Then where's Sure Choice we had? Further back to Sabino Speed. Then Disgraceful Louis C.K. and Invincible from R. Gold, Invincible Knight, never in the hunt today from Esteban, and Metallic Crown was last.
I do respect the fact that it is Edmonds and Lloyd.
Photo.
I'm going with number 9 here, Miss Kindlin. Got a lot of time for this mare.
By the standing game from three to third last. Be under pressure.
From six starts,
second, Botaraj in front from Adam Eve and Tiger by the tail. Adam Eve is driving at Botaraj, and Adam Eve's got up to win it. That's landed some good bets. Adam Eve from Botaraj. Tiger by the tail third. Photo for fourth behind them. Hesco, Golden, Dalmatia, Prince. Freestanding weakened out.
The ground was quite wet over on the inside. And then she managed to get things go her way last start at the Sunny Coast and got up to score beating Martial Art. The alley is nasty, but I've got a lot of time for Miss Kendall, and I think she's definitely Saturday standard. So I'm just going to leave it up to Ronnie Stewart and try and offset that awkward alley and stick with her here, number 9. To be the one, crack me up.
Hello. Second, side going down to the Wappen Raband. Esco gazing a bit Jeff, in front of side.
Magic Millions 3-year-old. From an awkward alley, he was taken back to last. He had a lot to do, but he made up many, many lengths in the home straight, and this is significantly easier. To Mr. Mark Hill, he also comes out of that same race at the Gold Coast. He, in fact, finished alongside Crack Me Up. Mr. Marcoux's run was quite good because...
Going out and Rabanne's to the outside, wide. Around the turn, and Botaraj in front of freestanding, racing a bit greenly under pressure. Then Hesco Gold, fine. Adam Eve is starting to wind up, and Rabanne's trying to go with it. Botaraj down to the 150. Adam Eve, the outside's going to second. Botaraj in front from Adam Eve, and Tiger by the tail. Adam Eve is driving at Botaraj, and Adam Eve's got up to win it. That's landed some good bets. Adam Eve from Botaraj. Tiger by the tail third. Photo for fourth behind them. Hesco, Golden, Dalmatia, Prince. Freestanding weakened out. Then came Dramatico from Raband, Gate Manor. And Exitoso was the last one to finish.
Out of turn. Very consistent type. Back at Rainbow notice today. $2.90 for Paul
today first
the amateurs. Probably finding some tougher company today and drawn out a bit 370, number 8.
75, a missed opportunity in front by a length, found a mini kick, Missile Coda awoke, Shandana runs on late, it's a missed opportunity in front, and a missed opportunity got in by half a length, Shandana closed off well, photo third, Missile Coda and awoke, then a break next to Sir...
Jason, I agree with you. He's got a good opportunity on him at the 1600 metres, but look, he can win the race. He's probably handicapping today, but look, this eight horse, the
25 and 75 gamblers, Anna's neck, a opportunity now, top of the straight, inside the
class one at Doomba, the Canadian style, and that's followed the 5-length romp here at the Sunny Coast over 1400. So the amateur is a four-year-old, lightly raced on the way up. He likes to lead.
The 400 at the top of the straight, a missed opportunity narrowly from Missile Coda. Awoke's running on, Shandana's next. Two lengths to Parara and Gambler's Blues. Passing the 175, a missed opportunity in front by a length. Found a mini kick, Missile Coda awoke. Shandana runs on late. It's a missed opportunity in front, and a missed opportunity got in by half a length. Shandana closed off well. Photo third, Missile Coda and a woke, then a break next to Circular in company with Parara, Fox Play, Gambler's Blues, Salt House and Pecans towards the tail end.
And then number 11, Hesitation. I think she's just about ready to step up to the mark, this mare, trained by Kelso Woodard Eagle Farm. But
left to run, it's all Music Magnate, and Music Magnate will win again. Music Magnate by 2.5. Endless.
All right, we're moved to, in fact, I'll just give you Josh's tips. He's with Cape Town Hussey to beat.
But with 100 metres, but with a wider.
3.8, 15 and 3rd there.
Josh. Running on outwards and then followed into the inside.
The Coastline BMW 2-year-old classic. Really good race here. Looking forward to seeing these youngsters go around, as I'm sure you are, Michael. Snitzcraft. Couldn't have been more impressive there at Doomben last time in blowing his opposition away. He's $1.35 into $1.33.
Back to the inside is Winx, and then followed Endless Drama running on out wider on the track. 200 left to run. Music Magnate, a clear leader by 2.5. Winx has moved up to second. Endless Drama out wider, then Arid and Lee Baz. But with 100 metres left to run, it's all Music Magnate, and Music Magnate will win again. Music Magnate by 2.5. Endless Drama might have got up for second, just shading Winx. She trialled well third, and then followed Arid and Lee Baz, allergic next in. Sacred Master, Grand Marshal, and Kanema, the stay was at the tail end of the field.
He wants to try and find the rails pretty quickly with this guy because he can lay out a little bit, but he pointed out the Sunshine Coast, the big stretches here are certainly going to suit him. He's got high speed from the gate. He's hoping he can establish the lead, but there are a couple of others here that might sort of try and hit him off in the early part.
Just no length is yet. To the lead, Carpenters.
That was a terrific
win. In front now from Burning Energy, and then came Quick Defence, but Montauk, Abdullah's pushing and shoving, and away he goes. Montauk set for a big winner. Embley along the fence will grab second. Montauk won it by 2 lengths to Embley. More Than Fabulous third. Burning Energy fourth. Puts his head to the very
short price. To beat number 7, Make My Own Luck. It's got a bit of hoots and form. Make My Own Luck ran second behind Hoots and Last Star. That was in the race for Hoots and Luck at the Gold Coast before she went to the Magic Millions. This filly was caught 3 deep midfield. She was off the bit chasing a long way from home, but kept on strongly and ended up 4.5 lengths behind Hoots. And that's solid form. I think this is clearly the Cornetto, the 1 and the 7. Then number 8, Lady Luck. She was good
defense
at that.
Embley,
a lot of the
Montauk working
Eagle
into
Farm,
the clear from
win.
Manhattan, Sun Unbiased, and More Than Fabulous needs room. Burning Energy in front, but under siege. Montauk draws level. Montauk puts his head in front now from Burning Energy. And then came Quick Defense, but Montauk, Abdullah's pushing and shoving, and away he goes. Montauk set for a big winner. Embley along the fence will grab second. Montauk won it by 2 lengths to Embley. More Than Fabulous third. Burning Energy fourth. Then Quick Defense. Defense Unbiased and last in Manhattan Sana.
Race number 1 Manaya. Interesting Montauk, to hear your opinion about this filly. Abdullah. Good win at Scone there, going back
on.
Two preparations.
Machine Gun, Pearl Blue, Jawabas. Starting to wind up and Wonderbolt down the outside. James Doyle sends Batterhoff to the front narrowly. From Top Striker is in for the fight. It's Batterhoff and Top Striker. Batterhoff first up from the break. Top Striker comes back.
Yeah, she's interesting, Manaya. That was
tight. Batterhoff and Top Striker. Top Striker dropped its nose late. Machine
Gun last year at Scone. She came from a mile back. And then she went to the Silver Shadow for the 3-year-old fillies. She started at $4. She was back in the field wide. Never came on, and then Michael turned around for a spell.
The outside and up in one break.
She's obviously had a couple of little issues. Schumacher's
not put
in any public trials. I didn't hear Michael Costa on radio in Brisbane the other day, and he's expecting a good performance from her first up. She's obviously very talented. But, Jason, I'm going to go the way of number four here, the Ambassador. This horse never draws a decent gate until today. He's at gate 11, 8, 10. But today he's got storm number two, and I think that might give him the edge over.
Fontrell deep route, so is Wonderbolt from Jatello, and Last Witness is the last one. Into the straight, our Renaissance leader. Top Striker's got plenty of room to come out. Batterhoff is still coming. Schumacher's run its race. Machine Gun Judge is starting to wind up, and Wonderbolt down the outside. James Doyle sends Batterhoff to the front narrowly. From Top Striker is in for the fighter. It's Batterhoff and Top Striker. Batterhoff first up from the break. Top Striker comes back. Tight. Tight, Batterhoff and Top Striker. Top Striker dropped its nose late. Machine Gun Jumps third. In front of our Renaissance, Arvasita. Then Jatello, Quantrill, and Costanati, Schumacher, Wonderbolt, Last Witness, Last Ender. As James Doyle pulled off the four-timer.
All right, Josh has gone for the Mayor to win in the fifth. One,
barrier
four,
one. Kane's in the middle of his, and then came 3-1. French
brings us to race number six. This is a classic handicap. We're over 1,800
with French
meters.
Emotion on the race outside. It's Cezanne and French Emotion. They've come away to fight it out. Cezanne's in front from French Emotion, and Cezanne won at French Emotion second. Divine Prophet third, Antonio Giuseppe, and then Magic Hurricane from Astern.
Beast, 17 hands. Blue line at $10.
With front leaders, so the French Emotion, Hurricane, well, those with Neo Giuseppe, heads up three.
Race six.
Looking forward to this race today, Jason. There's a lot of appeal about the top two in the market here. You've got big, you know, Arky, the big 670-kilo horse. He was off the scene for 2 years, and then when he returned, he's been able to win three in a row. He's
strides up three wide, Antonio Giuseppe's four wide, Astern's behind those with Divine Prophet, and then came Magic Hurricane. At the 200, French Emotion with Cezanne, they're the two leaders. Cezanne's got the narrow lead with French Emotion on the outside. It's Cezanne and French Emotion, they've come away to find it out. Cezanne's in front from French Emotion, and Cezanne won at French Emotion second. Divine Prophet third, Antonio Giuseppe, and then Magic Hurricane from Astern behind those, counter-attack. They're followed by Ambience Impending, and Zaritza was one of the last.
Great story behind him. He's obviously had lots and lots of problems.
It'll be Cezanne, number nine, who'll...
But I'm just giving Sentimental Prince the edge over Arky. And a chance for number 12, Sky Trek. He was good first up, and then he just won battered when second up from a spell. I think getting up to the 1,800 metres is good for Sky Trek. And then I've got number 11, Mono Lad, at the big price could run a place. But 4 and 3, I think another popular Cornella today, then 12 and 11.
Sentimental Prince is also Josh's tip, 4, 3, 13 and 1. Brings us to the feature event, the 1,400-metre listed event, Michael, the Sunshine Coast Cup. Great field here. 550, the field, very open. Sold for Song is the favourite way to have fixed, number 8. Once a Moment, 650. To Jumbo Prince, 750. 5 Sky Kingdom, 750. In his stride,
boom time, centre pivot, pay roll. Stratum Star just in front of Veltre. Stratum Star's in front, and Stratum Star won a neck to Veltre. Third, I think, pay roll just out of centre pivot. Then boom time, Santelmo, and a man, Colin Lill. Rustic Melody and Larrable, followed by Outrage Meteorologist, Gypsy Miss, Bowl. Heart, and then we had Melbourne cramming towards the back.
She races well. Then she went to Flemington, the Chester Manifold. Drew Barry in number one. Wasn't much of a pace early. In fact, it was a dawdle, and she found it difficult to find the line.
Star just pivot, pivot to lead from giving through lunch. Star pivot. It's one from Jim on the outside upon him. But here's some payroll. Martyr's quick notice here. The race
again at Caulfield on Thursday, and Tanupar out of that race has run well since too. So, look, she's drawn wide. She barriers 16, but I think Jimmy Orman can get her into a three wide spot with a little bit of cover. Get her to the outside, balance her up. I think she can finish best in the home straight and score. So we'll go with her, 8 sold for Song, to beat 1 Sir Moments. Now,
He's third up. Last time he was third up, he won.
At the 400 metres mark, the race really on in earnest here. Show Kamana's quickly gone, and Payroller reached the lead. Here's Stratum Star about to be called upon, and Boom Time run time down the outside. Larrable is the next one from Gypsy Miss and Centre Pivot. It's Payroller now, Stratum Star, Boom Time, and Feltra weaving through late. Stratum Star's reached the lead from Feltra and Boom Time. Centre Pivot, Payroller, Stratum Star just in front of Feltra. Stratum Star's in front, and Stratum Star won a neck to Feltra. Third, I think, Payroll just out of centre pivot. Then Boom Time, Santalbo, Enterman, Colin Lill, Rustic Melody and Larrable, followed by Outrage, Meteorologist, Gypsy Miss, Bold Heart, and then we had cramming towards the back of the field, and Show Command dropped right out and was last of all. Too classy. Too classy, number one, Stratum Star.
Team
is Kingdom Brumby Jedi. I like the running. The next one. And Tingle, Mark and Marcel Art. Another big finish about six across the track. Perforation, Windy Sands. Marcel Art coming through at Miss Kindle. Miss Kindle and Marcel Art. Now the two, they hit the line. It looks like Miss
Kindle. An outside gate, had the top weight. This is a little bit harder. But he's back home where he races very well here at the sunny coast and has a 3 kilo allowance today. So we'll put him in on
the is the next one side, Miss Running Nation. Mark and the leader are Mark and the side
is racing well. Then number five, Divine Service, will race on the speed behind the catch, and number six, Royal Occasion. 1956 in the last.
What's the best of them, Michael?
Race six, number four, Sentimental Prince, Jase.
Okay, have a great day up there.
Yes, they're on the outside. Miss Kindle and Tingle, Mark on the widest there, Kula Bar, passing the 400 metres mark, and the leader over on the inside, Perforation. Here's Windy Sands looming up. Running home is Kula Bar, right down the outside. Miss Kindle is the next one, and Tingle, Mark and Marcel Art. Another big finish, about six across the track. Perforation, Windy Sands, Marcel Art coming through with Miss Kindle. Miss Kindle and Marcel Art, there the two, they hit the line. It looks like Miss Kindle might have just won from Marcel Art on the photo. I'm not sure. Third up there, Brumby Jack, Windy Sands, Perforation, then Tingle Mark, Backstar, Curler Bar, and the final two again.